What is the Holy Ghost? This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, December 16, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Eroho yo ware sheni, mutakola wa muna William Marion Branham, ola leiriwe na mararu ohiu, mahiku yetaka jasesh mweri wa Dezembru, 1959. O Branham Tabernacle o Jeffersonville, Indiana wa America.
Marley for a meeting. This meeting is to be a little different meeting than what we usually have here.
Vori kokala na mutukumano. Mutukumano ola, ohano kala mutukumano wovirikana vakani ni yekwekwe sinkala na kahuva.
Mostly every time when we come together here, it's meeting to for the healing of the sick and for the physical needs. It's the emphasis is put upon that.
Imara sinchene kuloka tuntukumana huva onkala mutukumano wo wovu nihiwareta nisotu na serutu tivavo vanihela shiwosulu.
But tonight we have started this revival for the healing of the soul. The spirit of the man.
Masi ohiula no pachira muhakala lihola wa ovoni hiwa wa munepa eroho ya mutu.
However, the Lord willing, Sunday morning, at Sunday school Sunday morning, we are going to have a prayer for the sick and a regular line of healing for Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Kule namuna apuya ya tunavale. Timinku vosi isu, eshikola atiminku, timinku vosi isu, ninroo kala noveke lili wa wareta, ni ilinya ntoko silimalenliahu ya ovoniha, ya timinku vosi isu, apu ya atunavale.
And these weeknights we are greatly pressed to speak on the eternal things for the soul.
Nto isumana iya ohiu, ni hana wa wakuva olavu laitusi hinima la samu, munepa.
Now we know that when a body is healed, that makes us all happy. Because we know that it definitely shows that our God heals the sick.
Vano, no suwe la wiro kati erutu imvoni hiwaya, eni niteeli hamurima hiyo tene. Okala wira, no suwe la wira, eyo eni noni havoma lela, wira mulu kwahu, onna avoni hareta.
But that sick person, if they live long enough, will perhaps be sick again, maybe with the same disease that they were healed of. And that doesn't take away healing.
Masi mutwene yo mureta, ao ya kalokati munchene, kino ano were iwato, kino erete mosaru yeyo awavoni hiwaya, ntueyo keniku mihovona.
The doctor will give medicine for pneumonia, and maybe 2 days later they'll die with pneumonia after he's pronounced them well. It reoccurs again.
Metiku ono weri ovaha murete mwahawo wipi wa ipumu ntokino mahiku mailu holo waya mutuni mokwa mwahawo wipi wa ipumu omanleno himya wira mukumi eno hokolo ato.
But when that soul is healed, you have then in you eternal life.
Masukati munepo wo nivoni hiwaya mokala nanto mwanyiwo ekumi hinimala.
And I believe that we are so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus that it behooves us to do all that we possibly can to bring every soul to the kingdom and to bring the kingdom to the people. Amen. That we might be healed of our spirits.
Niko kupa liwira hiyo nriva kiviru nurwa wapu ya Yesu. Wira enitu na hiyo wira sote neva kanya huweriaka, wira ni muruhe kula mutumo omweneni, nuruho mwene watuni, wira ni were ovuni hiwa iroho sahu.
I believe that the body of Jesus is the sickest body that I know of. That is the body, spiritual body of Christ on earth, is very sick.
Kinami ni wira erutu ya Yesu, ti rutu yote powere iwa kinsue laka. Yeyo kanle erutu ya murohoni ya Kristu vativa kerero were iwa.
And now we're not planning on keeping you too long of a night because On the first night, we don't have room to see our beloved friends.
Ntovano, kanim pavela o kalihanu katimunche ne shohi umosa, o kala wiro hi uopacherea, kanirino puro wire kila tapata ni hupentea.
We're in the project of building a new church, a big tabernacle right here on these lots, or wherever the Lord will lead, but as far as we know here.
Nirine toki herio yote kekereshe kina, etapernakulu yulu pale vava mapua yala, wala kula ni puro apu yanro aya weti heria, masimpaka sinsue lahu ti vava.
And now, we have give out the meeting Wednesday through Sunday. But then it's Sunday, it's closing into Christmas holidays, but it, whenever the Lord tells us to stop, that'll be the time.
Ntovano no laleria mutukumano, namara rumpaka timinku, masintoti minku anata mela mahikwa natale, masi eo, kulo kati apu ya nihi meria ya wira neemele, o no kalapu kati.
We don't know just what the results will be.
Hiyo kaninsue lorate ene tivisi nro kala mipwanyeriu.
But believing that the folks here at the tabernacle in our sister churches, which is one of them is the Holiness Tabernacle at Utica, which Brother Grim Snelling is a pastor.
Masi, na aminiki wira atuva mutapernakulu ni ikeresha soshin nihu sikanle, emosaye kanle, ekanle tabernakulu ya mowaria ni outika, weyo muna Graham Snelling, okanliawe pastore.
And in New Albany, where Brother Junie Jackson is pastor, and also out on the highway where Brother Ruddle is pastor.
Ni oniu Albany, weyo muna Junie Jackson, okanliawe pastore, naveto epiro yulu paleiwe, weyo muna Ruddle, okanliawe pastore.
We and the sister churches of this tabernacle, we are trying to bring the our people into a better fellowship with Christ. That's our purpose. So, I have chosen to read and to teach on for the next few nights.
Hiyo nao ikeresha seshin na seta perna kuluila. Ninili pihawira na aruhea atuwa humopata na niworera ni Kristu. Eyo tiyotu nahu. Bano kotanlo soma ni wishu tiha wao hii untare lana.
Tonight I want to speak on the subject of what is the Holy Ghost. And tomorrow night I want to preach on what was it given for.
Ohiula kintuna kilavule muhawa eroho yoware sheni ntomelo hiu kintuna kilalere muhawa ewe vaheriwe sheni.
And on Friday night, and to the recorders, I don't want this recorded Friday night. How do I get the Holy Ghost, and how do I know when I have it?
Nina matanu hiu, ni wale ankaravari, nkintunelo karavari wana matanu hiu. Kinake la sai eroho yo waria, nikinsue la sai okatunkala naka yeyo.
Then we will just let then see what the Lord will lead us for Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday morning a healing service and another evangelistic service for Sunday night.
Bano ntonino hiya pahi, ntonone tuapu ya nroayo ne tiheria, ya sapatu ni timinku. Nto timinku vosi isu, muteko uovo niha, ni muteko mukina wela leero hapari wa timinku hiu.
And now we want everyone to know that, and I know the recorders is running in the back room, and we wish to say this.
Ntovano nintuna tu tene suele yeyo, niko suele wira ikaravatoro simvara muteko uitela, nintuna nihimiela.
Because in these meetings like this, on the evangelistic type, we have people from different denominations of churches which has been taught in their own sphere of belief, each one, and that's all right.
Okala wira mwamituku mano iya ntokola, saena muna seela leryo hapari, no okala na atwani kuma miromo lelo sohi ya nahia na saikeresha, jishutihiwe mwaitari heloaya yowamini kulamosa. Ntoeyo tiolikana.
I have never wanted to be guilty of sowing discord among brethren. And out in the meetings, I just preach on the great evangelical truths of the Scripture, on what brethren who sponsor my meeting believe in.
Nkina tuneko kaloteka mwaha woru hoviri kanya neria riashina. Nika kumavale mituku manoni, kinlaleria pahi ikeka isulu pale seelalero ya solempa. Iye anami na shina nikali heria mutuku manola.
But in the tabernacle here, I want to speak on what we believe.
Masi mutaperna kulumu ki kintuna kilavule ele na aminiahu.
Therefore, if you do not understand it, I would be very happy to have a little letter or note from you to ask me a question of why that we believe it thus. And I would be glad to try to explain it the best that I can.
Nyuo mwa hisu weleke sana, kamu tapela wake le papelo ya mukani wala yole penikuma wanyuo, mukiko haka yoko haya, ya mwa hawasheni hiyo wami nikisisa. Nimio kamu tapela wili piha, wira kileli herevore eresha vansue laka.
You know, every church, if you don't have a doctrine, you're not a church. You've got to have something that you stand for. Some principles that you're holding up.
Mosuela kule keresha, mwahi kalane muishu tiho, kamuhiwe keresha. Muhano kalane tumuneme rerianyu, malamulo kamusakamo sa munkali herianyu.
And regardless of what a person's affiliation or denomination might be, if that person is born of the Spirit of God, that's my brother or my sister.
Nivohi chala opatana sheni, wala muromolelo sheni mutukanliawe, Mutuo ayariwaru ni roho ya muluku, owo timuna kamulopwana wala mutiana.
Regardless of, we might differ in other things as far as east from the west, but we are still brothers.
Vohi chala e, hiyo potu virikana maitusikina, ntoko onikumansua siriaya ni onikelansua, masinlelo na ashinna.
And I would not do nothing but try to help that brother. For a closer, better walk to Christ, and I believe any real true Christian would do the same for me.
Ninkarua wire tu yohi kalopavelo mukaliheria munno wo wira eteke vorera ni vakiviru ni Kristo. Nikinami ni wira kula mukristo eke kai amukirela si iso mio.
Now I've asked this tabernacle. Now we're not entering into this just for a protractive meeting.
Vano koveke le tapernakulu ila, vano hiyo kaninke la mwayela wira nikalane mutukumano olekela.
I want to enter into this and I want you and have asked you to burn every bridge that's behind you and make every sin right. That we're coming into this with all that's in our hearts and lives.
Kintuna kikele mwayela ni kintuna wira nyuo. Nikihove kela ni wira mpahe kula mutato orutuliwa nyu, ni mutarue kule tampi, okala wira ni nkela mwayela ni sote ni sirimurima ni mwahu, ni makale luahu.
We must come here for the sole purpose of getting our souls ready for the coming of the Lord. And for no other purpose. And as I have spoken and said, that maybe sometime I might teach or say something that might be a little contrary to what someone else, the way they believed it.
Nihano rwava ni tunelwe mosa yoka lihamine pasahu solikana wa rwava apuya ni kahini tunelwe kina. Ni ntokosi imaliaka kwira wira kino imara sikina poti uishu tiha walo himie tuya aro kala yovirikana vakani ni ile mutumu kina enamuna awa nami ni aya.
I did not come for controversy, you see. We are here to make ready the coming of the Lord.
Mio mionki mionki ruen lovani hana mone ki kinruela hiyo niriva wira ni toki herorua wapuya.
And I think that this little group, I've got some visiting brethren with me here, I know from different places, and we're happy to have them.
Nikinona wira nikurunla na mukani, kukala napata nikamusakamusa nishe kuriava, kinasuelaka, anikuma mapurohia na hiana, ni hiyono otape lokala ni yao.
And no doubt, but what out through the audience there, there's others from out of town, from out from around our little adjoining cities here.
Niveke kaiwali po wiriana vale, akalaki no hikala ipoma, ankuma ipoma kamusaka musasikani na atamanania hunno.
We're happy to have you and so appreciative of you if you love us well enough to come to hear these things.
Ntonini teeluwa murimu kala ninyuo, niwo shukurela niwona kawira muni nipenta vo piero orwa wiwa ituia.
God, may you take home with you, my brother or sister, the richest treasures God can pour in your heart, is my prayer.
Muluku, mukushe muruako wani munaka mulopwana muthiana, mihaku seetachiri, muluku kanlia ohela kamurima ni mwanyu, timave keluaka.
And to this little tabernacle, seeing it, I believe that it is one of the finest people that I believe that's on earth goes to this tabernacle. Now, I never said all the finest people. I said some of the finest people on earth go to this tabernacle.
Niwai tabernacle wila ya mukani. Kinona niko kupali wira atuamo sore eresha murima kinamini aka wira rila poyavati. Andro tabernacle wila. Bano mion kihime wira otene ature eresha murima. Kihime wira atuka mosaka mosore eresha murima lapo yavati. Anore tabernacle wila.
But as day by day entering back from meeting to meeting, I see a great need of this tabernacle. A great need in it. And that's for a filling, our consecration, a deeper life, a closer walk with God.
Masinihiku tinihiku nitikaka mutukumano ni mutukumano, kinono tunanea ulu pale we tabernacle ila, otunanea ulu pale mwayeyo, ni yoti wosariha ahiso ovahereria makale lo wishereasha weta vakivirusha ni muluku.
And I have promised them to do this, to have this message is for them, and we're glad to bring you in and fellowship with us around the Word of God as we teach and try to bring out.
Nimioki hala eheria wiraela, waru uhela mitaka iya, ninoteliwa murima oke lihani muu nuupata na nihiyo mwamaswa muluku, okatu nishu tihahu nuupavela o niheria.
Now the first three nights we will not be taking a subject to preach on, but a message to teach from the Word of God.
Vano ohiu miraru opacherea, kaninro okushaka mwaha mmosanu ulaleria, masimutaka wawishu tiha mwamaswa muluku.
And now, for I would not ask anyone to do anything that I would not do myself.
Ntovano wa nkaro omvekela mutu wire tu, kaharo aka wira yomi.
And this week has been a complete Calvary for me. I've been so close to the blacking out as I would place it, till I was almost beside myself.
Ntwesumanela enikala kalvariu o malela wa mio. Kinikala o halela o ohilea. Va kanle wira kamu himya siiso. Mpako halelo hisu ela mansaka.
But I have completely surrendered every will and everything that I know of to the Lord.
Masiko va hereria otuna wotene nisotene kinsu elaka wapuya.
The other night, at around little after midnight, my wife and I, after setting up and praying and talking to the Lord across the little footstool in our front room.
Ohiuo nuvirokati vakanu hiuiriari, amwarakanimio numalovenya kuveke la kula vulana apuya, vakukulu niyamu kanimu, musala mwahuyo holo.
With two open Bibles, we consecrated ourselves anew to God for our complete service, that we would surrender our own will and everything and every negative thought and to serve the Lord Jesus.
Na Biblia ilu kunliwa, na hii vaherere ato wa muluku wa muteko omalela, wira ni vaherero tunawahu otene ni sotene, ni kula mupu elo ohiloka, ni wira na arume elapu ya Yesu.
And I trust that that's been your attitude too. that you've done the same thing.
Nikinraromela wiro wonni kala kamwete loanyu nave wira munira ketwimo saru.
Then when we are coming tonight, we're coming up on holy ground among a people who's been praying and fasting and making restitutions and getting ready to receive something from God.
Bano na arwako hiula ninro opiani puro no waria eria ria tu ankala vekelaka nutuka nuhokolosha sanene nukala olika na wira mwakele twini kuma wa muluku.
And I know that he that will come hungry will not go away hungry, but God will feed with the bread of life.
Nikosue la wira olonrua avoliwene kanro avoliwene masimuluku ono mulihanioya yekumi.
Now before we read from his sacred book, let us bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Vano ni hina tusome livu ruawe yowaria nroenu urame muruahu kati vakani pahi wira nivekele.
Lord, there has already been prayer offered in this place tonight. There has been the songs of Zion has been sung by your children. Their hearts has been lifted up.
Puia, akala mavekelo avaheriwe ni puron lohiula. So kala isiposo osioni isipiwe na aninyu. Mirima saya so hakala lihiwa.
And we have come here to consecrate ourselves to Thee and to worship Thee from the depths of our soul.
Ni hiyo ni horu ava wira ni iva herere wanyuo, ni woko korela ni nyuo okuma muhina wa minepa sahu.
And we're calling this to your remembrance, Lord, that you said when you sat upon the mount and taught your disciples, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Ni hiyo ni ni upu sherea ni ila nyuo puia, wira nyuo muohimia okati wakilante anyu vamwako muna wishuti hawishuti anyu, ore riwa tale amvoli wetala ni ntona mwahawe sharia, okala wira no vona.
You promised it, Lord. We are coming tonight with open hearts. We are coming hungering and thirsting. And we know you'll keep your promise.
Nyuo mohimieyo puia. Hiyo ni noro hiula ni mirima sotu kuwa. Hiyo ni noro wa ovo liwe talani ntona. Ninosue la wira nyuo muno malihere na tireanyu.
As we endeavor to open up these sacred pages of the Bible, to read from it the contents, may the Holy Spirit just take it to every heart.
Okatumpavela hukun la makukwalo waria Biblia, wira nisomeso kala mumwaiola, eroho yoware kusheseyo ekelihe kula murima.
May that seed fall down into deep, rich faith that will bring forth every promise that the Word has made.
Niwira epyeyo, emorele mowa minini, mowishera ni mowata, onro mukumihere akula natiri, maswamu himayaya.
Hear us, Lord, and cleanse us, and try us.
Muniwe puia, nimunirerihe, nimunehererihe.
And if there be any unclean thing about us, Lord, any unconfessed sin, anything that's not right, reveal it just now, Lord. We'll walk right straight and do it. For we realize we're living in the shadows of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Toya kanlene tupi tuona na raya hiyopuia, kule tampio hilampwa, etupi tui kanle yolikana, mupulule nana anovapuia, ninoro wa nana anorunire, maana nini suwela wira ninkala mutu tini, mwaorua wapuia Yesu.
And we have, O Holy God, come into the shadows of thy justice tonight, and we are pleading for a new dedication and consecration and filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
ninookhala na oowo muluku uwaarya nihoorwa muuttu thini mwa yawinyu exariya anyu ohiyuula ninimvekela wiiveleela vasyaa ni wiivahererya ni osarihiwa wa eroho yoowaarya mwa ekumi ni mwahu.
Seeing the revival fires begin to dim, let us throw on wood of the word that it might kindle a new fire, that our hearts would be full of zeal.
Wona kawira moro wa muhakalaliho woopacerovukuwa nirihele voikhunisa masu wiirawo epatihe moro musia wira mirima sahu sikhale soosareya wiivaha.
Sanctify us, Lord, through thy precious word and thy blood and thy grace, we plead. And all thanks and praise will be thine.
Munireerihe pwiya ni maswanyu ureeresha ni iphome anyu ni mahala anyu hiyo ninnoovekelani ni uxukhuru woothene ni mitottopelo sinrookhala sawinyu.
Take all prejudice from our hearts, cleanse us, O Lord.
Mukumihe khula muupuwelo weethiru mmurimani mwahu munirapihe oopwiya.
Give us pure hearts and clean hands and clean minds, that we might come into thy sanctuary night after night, rejoicing and filled with your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Munivahe mirima sooloka, nimurapihe matata ahu, nimulokihe miupuelo sahu, wira niwerokela nipuro nanyu noorera, ohi upuhiu, nitapaka nuusarihiwe roho yoowaarya. Hiyo ni mveke la ela mwansina na Yesu ni mwahawa iyo. Amen.
I wish to read the word just now. While I ask you to bring your Bibles, your pencils, your papers for scriptures, if you so desire so, it would be very fine.
Kintuna kisomema suna ana anova, ntokati kinovekelani wira mwaruha Biblianyu, ilapisanyu, ipapelo sanyu mwahawa sole mpwa mwatuna siso ya mukala yorera.
And I, while you're getting to the 7th chapter of Acts to begin with, to answer the question, or to start in answering the question, what is the Holy Spirit?
Ntovano muroelaka kapitulu seti ya miteko wira ni pachere wira na akule ahiso opachere wakula yokoha eroho yoware sheni.
There is nothing that will defeat Satan. There's never been nothing on the earth yet that would ever defeat Satan like the Word of God.
Kivate twinro mushinta satana kenatoko kale tumulaponi na vearo kala kale mushinta ka satana ntokoma swamuluku.
Jesus used it in his great battle. He said, it is written.
Yesu arumen leao mukotoni mwawe yulu pale owo irale yolempwa.
And this morning, while I've been listening a few days ago to a broadcast that seemed to want to tell that creation just come from some ashes blowing together, and
ntovosi isula okathi wa wiri yanaka mahiku vakhana vinre eprokarama ya murati uni yakhala ntokothuno himya wira opatushiwa okhumme paahi muhina mwetheku yatakansha leiturwa kamosakamosani.
Some phosphate and few chemicals of the earth and the warm sunshine created the germ of life and brought out life.
Efoshfatu vakani ni kimi kuvakani savati ntomirai sansua noviha kupa tusheropoye kumi vanokuruhe kumi.
How ridiculous when the sunshine will kill any germ of life. Lay a germ out in the sunshine, it'll kill it immediately.
Etuye etiru okati mirai sansua simpwete shaya kule ropoye kumi. Muhiero po vansuani lo nimuiveyo na nanoru.
And there is no such thing but Satan trying to punch that at me.
Nikiwe tweneyo masi satana atuno kivahanla thumaniyeyo.
After I'd taken my little Rebecca to school this morning and on the road back, I started to turn the radio on again and I thought I'd get into that stuff again, so I just turned it back off.
Ntonu malomuro iha Rebeka aka mwamu kanu shikola vosi isula. Ntompiro ni kihokolo aka kipachera thomulika riratiu. Nikona wira kamu tikela thokela mwaiyeyo. Tivoki tikelo mutuka.
And as I going on up the street, Satan said to me, he said, do you know that this man that you call Jesus was just a man like one day in his day like Billy Graham or Oral Roberts.
Ntoka thiwaro akampironi satana kukirela o khwira mosuela wira muthula muni mwithananyu Yesu ari muthupahi ntokoni hikuni mosa mwani hikunawe ntoko Billy Graham wala Oral Roberts.
He was just a man that they began to have a few people to gather around him and to say he's a great man, and after a while he become greater, and then he become a god to them.
O ari mutupahi atuva kani ya pachenri ayo mutukumanela yowo nuhimya wiro o ari mutumulu pale ntoka thivakani o kukhalamulu pale banonto o kukhalamu muluku wao.
And now it's scattered all over the world since he's dead, and that's all.
Ntovano yo mara mara ya mulaponi motene okumoka thuo khuyawe ntova amala.
I thought, how a liar you are.
Mio kupuela, mota murianyu na ote.
And then I turned just as I was crossing Grimm Street. I said, Satan, you that's talking to my conscience, I'd like to ask you a few things.
Vanon tokirukunua na ananoru okathiwa tu pake pirograha, mio kuira, Satana, nyo munlavula ni mupu elwaka, katuna kokohe ni ituka mosakamosa.
Who was it that the Hebrew prophets spoke of that would come? Who was the anointed Messiah?
Ari panule maprofeta heperia muhimia ya wira murorwa. Ari pani mesio tikiteliwa.
What was upon those men who foresaw him and told his life thousands of years before he got here?
Esheni ari mwashilo pwanale ya mona leyo okalaene kuhimia makalelwawe yaka ikontosene o hinaturwa mu.
Who was it that foretold it just to the letter? And when he come, they said he was numbered with the transgressors, and he was.
Aripana himale kalaene volikana, ntokatu oruiawe, ao irale, o ahali keli wavamosana atakali, nuwahikala.
He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was.
O nyakateliwe mwahawasota kalasahu, nuwahinyakatiwa.
He made his grave with the rich. But he would rise up the third day, and he did.
Oo viti wa poromosa ni tajiri, masuwa muhihimua muroto ni maya, ntowa hihihimua.
And then he promised the Holy Ghost, and I've got it, so you just might as well get away from it, because it's written in the Word, and every word is true.
Bano wahila here roho yo waria ni mioko okalana, Tivova nrere la mukume muruako tai wene wa yeyo, okala wira yolempwa mamasu, ni masu tene tekekai.
Then he left. Just give him the word. That does it. He can't stand that word, for it's inspired.
Vano o kukuma, mumvahe masu pahi, ewe no pieria. O kongwerio vile la masu au, okala wira au tou pusheriwa.
Let's start reading tonight in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts.
Roeni pachero somo hii ule kapitulu seti, ye livru ya miteko.
Then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Macedonia, before he dwelt in Charan.
Ntomukulu palana mukutwa hihimya wira itu yeke kai, ntowa hakula wira, alopwa na nashin na nashi titi ngwiriane. Muluku antiti miho, ahi mukumele la titi wa Barahamu, okati waria o Mesopotamia, ohinaturo kalo harani.
And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into a land which I'll show thee.
Ni ahi muhimere wira, mukume mulaponi mwanyu,
then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein you now dwell.
Siso wahi kumelapo yokalte ya kuro kalo harani, okuma vavo, numalo kwati itiawe, o wahi murowane lapo elanyu enkala anyuvano.
And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child.
Ntoka mvanheo halanamemo nari nakala nipuro na mukani ntoa hi muroromeli hawira aromva hawire kale yawe nusulu awe numalowo okathira awe nlelwa hiandre.
God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years.
Muluko ahimia wiro sulu awe waro kalamula poni mwashinene ni wira ya ro kalihiwa ipota nuhashi wa mpaka yaka imia sheshe.
And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, saith God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this country.
Muluko ahimia mio kino hukumwela pwenroa wakaliha ipota numala no kuma ni anoki rumele la poyela.
And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
Vano wahim vahawata na waulihi wa masoma, tivwa Abraham wahimu ya Raisaki, kumuliha masoma ni hiku na neta neraru. Na veisaki ahimu ya Rayakope, na veto Yakope aha ya Rashiti iti muloko na anli.
Upon this place we wish to approach the subject, which I think is the outstanding subject of today, of the what is the Holy Spirit? What is it?
Vasuluva ni puronla, nintuno kelela mwaha, kinupuela kawira ti mwaha mulu pale wolelo, wae eroho yo ware sheni.
And now, the reason I have taken these subject in line like this, you cannot come and receive the Holy Spirit unless you know what it is.
Ntovano etwiku shenria kamwaho la votara na sisa, kamukan lorwa ni wakele roho yowaria, muikan lewira munosu ele sheniyo.
And you cannot receive it if you know what it is unless you believe it's given to you. And it's for you.
Nikamukanle wakeleyo, masuela vale wira sheniyo, muikanle wira muni mwami ni wira muni vahiwa, ni wira yo tiawinyu.
And then you cannot know whether you've got it or not unless you know what results it brings.
Vanonto, kamukanlo suela sintomuhana yeyo walanari, muikanle wira muno suela ipanyereweyo ni ruhaya.
So if you know what it is and who it's to and what action it brings when it comes, then you'll know what you've got when you get it. See, that just would settle it.
Vano masuela vale sheni iyo ni wira tiawani ni mirelo sheni eyo ni ruhayo kati nruaya vano muno suele tumurinanyu okati munakelanyu yeyo munona eyo no mali hamwaha.
Just like I was talking to our brother Jeffries today. And he said, I would like to be at the meeting tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow night.
Siso ntoko ka lavulaka ni muni hu Jeffries ulelo. Nto kwira, kani tunokala vamotuku manonu lelo hiu, masikino kala wei omelo hiu.
He didn't know the meeting was going on because we didn't announce it just right here. Some of the brother Leo and them wrote to some of our friends and told them out of town. Well, because we didn't have room.
Oh, kasuela wira mutuku mano ni muiranea, okala wira kanahimiale, baba vapahi, amosa amosa wa, muna leo na akina, ya hale pela ipapelo apata nihu kamosa kamosa kwa himeria, ala hikanila mpooma, ahe, okala wira kanarino puro.
Now, I said, Brother Jeffries, if you sent me down to turn on one of your oil wells, and I didn't know nothing about it, I'd probably blow it up.
Vano, mio kwira, muna Jeffries, mwa kirum moro vari hamutekwe mosawa ihime sanyu sapataroya, na venkasue letu ya yeyo, alakela kamu patiha.
I might turn the wrong key or start the wrong motor. I'd have to know how to do it before I did it.
Kino ka muhula muhule lo hikanle, walo tukula mutoro hikanle, kahano suwe la mota wo wira kihinati wira.
And that's the way with receiving the Holy Ghost, you've got to know what you are coming for and how to receive it, and what it is.
Ntotisi iso siriaya wake le roho yo waria, muhano suwe le tumuniruwe lanyu ni mota wo wake la yeyo, ni itwikanliaya.
Now the first place, the Holy Spirit has been promised we could take 10 weeks and never just skip the age of this subject, what the Holy Spirit is.
Vano vopa cheria, eroho yo waria yo lai heriwa, na muere okusha isumana muloko ni nakala, otupapaahi vasuluvo orere wa mahola, ele kanle roho yo waria.
But the first thing I want to approach it, just enough to give an outline each night, then see the following night if there's any questions.
Masivopa cheria kintuna kikelele, vopiero to nyere vakani kulo hiu, vano wono hiu ntarela na vakalawira sokala sokoha.
How many in here has not received the Holy Ghost, been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hands. You know you haven't been. Just look at the hands.
Akavimu ahaken le roho yo waria, ahipatisiwe ni roho yo waria, venshe matata. Nyuo munsuwe la wira kamupatisiwe, nkawehani matata pahi.
Now, I want to talk on it as the Holy Spirit being a sign. For it is a sign.
Bano, kintuna kilavule yeyo, eroho yo wari antokwe toonyerio, maneyo toonyerio.
We realize that all promises is given to us by Abraham, was the father of the promise. Because God gave the promise to Abraham and to his seed after him.
Hiyo nini sueleyo, wira natiru utene ni mvahiwani, Abrahamu ariti itanatiri, okala wira muluku ahim manela natira Abrahamu, nusulu awe numalowo.
The promise is made to Abraham and to his seed. And this sign is to a covenant people.
Natiri amanelu Abrahamu nusulu awe. Ntweto nyeruela tiatwari mowata anani.
Now there is a vast difference between just a Christian and a Holy Ghost filled Christian.
Bano wokalo virikana ulu pale eriari ya mukiristu pahi ni mukiristu sareye roho yo waria.
And now we're going to get this from the Scripture and place it just exactly in the Scripture.
Ntovano ninropa nyela mwasolempwa, okali horata yene mwasolempwa.
The first place there is a Christian, professed to be a Christian. But if this Christian has not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost, he's only in process of being a Christian. See?
Yo pacheria, o kala mukiristu, o nihimi o kala mukiristu, masiva kala wira mukiristu, ulan lelo kosareye roho yo waria, o nlelo rimpiro ni o kala mukiristu. Munona.
He is professed to believe it. He's working to it. But God has not yet given him this Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He's not yet reached that goal with God, that God's recognized it.
O nihimi o wira nami niyo, Oo no roho la yeyo, masimuluku konatu mvahan lelo ronhoela, yae roho yo waria. Oo nlelo konapiere mukano oo ni muluku, wira muluku ulipi heria.
Because that God made a covenant with Abraham after he had called Abraham, which is a type of calling the believer today.
Okala wira muluku apanke watana na Abrahamu, numalo oo muiha na Abrahamu, yeye kanle namune mosa yo wihani wa mulipo wa minulelo.
He called Abraham, and Abraham moved out of his country and went into a strange land to dwell among strange people.
O ahimu ihana Abrahamu, nto Abrahamu kukumelapo awe kuro elapo ya amalapo, okala na atwa malapo.
And that was the type of when God calls a man to stop his meanness, to repent of his sins, he turns then from the crowd that he was in
to live in a new crowd, among new types of people.
Ntweyo ya arithonyero ya okati muluku ni muihanawe mutu, wira hiyota kalawawe murima, ataruwe tampiawe. Owo no kuma nto nikuru ariawe mo, wira kaleke nikuru nsia, eria ria enamune nsia atu.
And then after God found Abraham to be faithful to the promise
that God gave him that he would have the child and through this child all the earth would be blessed.
Banonto muluku bona yawe wira Abraham aruro romelea mwanatiri muluku ambaha yawe wiro waro kala na mwana ni wira mwana yola elapo yotene ya murerihiwa.
Then God confirmed his faith by giving him a sign, and that sign was circumcision. And circumcision is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Bano muluku ahili piheria waamini wawe amba haketo nyerio. Ntoto nyerio eyo warulihi wa masoma, ntolihi wa masoma, tito nyerio ya roho yo waria.
Just the very next verses of this chapter that we have just read. If you want to take it down.
Veke kai I versikulu sintare la nase kapitulu ila ni manyahu soma matunava lolepa.
And the Stephen said in the 51st verse, ye stiff-necks, uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you.
Ni e, Stefanu irale, e versikulu 50 nyu, nyuo li pa murima, ohi nuhi wa murima ni maruni, nyuo munikote roho yo waria, ntokosi irale aya shiti itinyu, siso muni iranyu nyuo.
The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Olihi wa masoma, tito nyero ya roho yo waria.
And God gave Abraham the circumcision sign after he had accepted God on his promise and walked out into a strange country.
See?
It was a sign.
Ntomuluku ahimva Abrahamu eto nyero yoyihi wa masoma ba manjao muku pali muluku mwanatiri yawe ni kukumaro wake lapo ya amalapo munona yari to nyero.
And all his children and his seed after him should have this sign in their flesh because it was a distinction.
Nto anawo tene, nusulu awe numalowo, wahano kala netonyerwe la verutu nivaya, okala wira ya arivirikanelo.
It was to separate them from all other peoples, this sign of circumcision.
Yari wira ya vala nyao na twakina.
And that's what God uses today. It's the sign of circumcision of the heart. The Holy Spirit that makes God's church a separated church from all other creeds, faiths, and denominations.
Ntotie yo muluku nrume la olelo. Tito nyero ya olihi wa masoma ya murimani. Eroho yo waria. Enikali hekeresha ya muluku, ekeresha yova lanya na niyami nelo sikina sootene, itiini ni miromo lelo.
They're in all kinds of denominations, but yet they are a separated people.
Awari muhina wa mitinto sootene sa miromo lelo, masinaka lavo, awa atuva lanyiwa.
You let me talk to a man 2 minutes, I can tell you whether he's received the Holy Ghost or not. So can you.
Mukihia kilavule ni mutu minutu mili. Kino weria wole elani sinto hakele roho yo waria wala nari. Ninyuomu no weria.
It separates them. It's a mark. It's a sign. And the Holy Spirit is a sign.
Ewe na valanya. Ewe kanyerio. Ewe tonyerio. Ni roho yo waria etonyerio.
And it's any child that refused circumcision in the Old Testament, which was a foreshadow of the Holy Ghost, was cut off from amongst the people.
Niyo, kula mwana akoto lihi wa masoma wata ana wakalai, yeyo ya ariruku ya eroho yo waria, amu kumihiwe ria riatu.
He could not have fellowship with the rest of the congregation if he refused to be circumcised.
Karo kala no patana ni mutukumano mukina akota rulihi wa masoma.
Now pattern that to today. A person that would refuse to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost can have no fellowship among those that has the Holy Ghost.
Vano mulikanyi heyeyo nulelo. Mutu aro kota wake lopati isuwa eroho yo waria. Kokan lokala nako patane ria riale arne roho yo waria.
You just can't do it. You have to be a nature.
Kamukan lokala natu. Muhano kala na mukalelo.
Like it's my mother there used to say, birds of a feather flock together. Well, it's an old proverb, but it's a true one.
Ntokweyo, ame yaka ya anihimiaka. Ashipala mamapuru ruulikana aneta vamosa. Ahe, nlon likanyiho na kalai masitine kekai.
You don't see doves and crows fellowshipping. Their diets are different. Their habits are different. Their desires are different.
Kamuno na ipompa na anakuku epatanaka. Olia wayati wodhirikana. Mihapo saati sodhirikana. So tunasaati sodhirikana.
That's the way it is with the world and with the Christian. When you have been circumcised by the Holy Spirit, which means to cut off a flesh.
Nitisi isweriaya mulaponi nave ni mukiristu. Okati munkala nyulihi wa masoma ni roho yowaria. Yeyo ni himia otiki lakuku mihetai.
Circumcision could only be in the male. But if the woman was married to a man, she was part of him. She was circumcised with him.
Olihi wa masoma wa waria neo kala mamulopwa na paahi. Masimutia na teliwa ni mulopwa na o arimpante wa iyo. O ahilihi wa masoma nuwo.
You remember in Timothy where it said, notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing if she continues in faith and holiness with all sobriety.
Mupuele mwa Timoti uvavwewe himia ya mwira. Mutiano ni mopu wa mwaha woka la mama. Akalela karuntiti wami ni nurera murima. Niwisu umali haoteni.
Now, circumcision. You know when Sarah laughed in the tent behind her at the message of the angel? When he said, Abraham, not knowing who he was, a stranger.
Vano lihi wa masoma. Mosue lokati Sara teali awe muhema nutuliwawe. Ntomuchaka wanlaika okati nlo ni irajaya. Abraham wa hisuwe laka uhira aripani malapo.
Where is thy wife Sarah? How did he know that he had a wife? As Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Amwa arinywa riva isara. O asuwen lesai uira ahikala na mwara. Ntokosi himajawe Yesu. Siso saria ya mahikwa loti. Banimu iranea siso ni hikunorwa wa mwana mutu.
Remember, those signs wasn't committed down to Sodom and Gomorrah in the world amongst the religionists, but it was to the elect, the called out.
Mupuele, itonyero iye kisapa kiwa Sotoma ni Komora mulaponi, bari arivana tini, masiari wale o tanliwa, o ui haneli wokuma.
And Abraham was called out, and the word church means called out. The separated, like Abraham, separated himself and had been circumcised.
Nto Abrahamu, ari owi haneli wokuma. Vano nulu mwekeresha, nihimia, owi haneli wokuma. Ova laanyiwa. Nto kwa Abrahamu, ivala anyaliawe, ni ahano lihi wa masoma.
And then when Sarah laughed at the very message of the angel, God would have killed her on the spot. But he could not bother Sarah without bothering Abraham because they were one.
Bano ntokati saro teyawe muchake ene yowo wanlaika. Muluko amuro mui vavava levene. Masuo kakanlo muhasha kasara ahimuhasha la Abrahamu. Okala wira au yari mmosaru.
She was part of him. You're no longer twain but one.
O ari mpantiawe. Nyo kamunka la twanli masi mmosaru.
So, circumcision, the Holy Spirit, today circumcises the heart. And it's a sign, a given sign.
Tivo olihi wa masoma, eroho yo wari olelo, enilihi masoma murima. Vano eyo toonyerio, etonyero Yehova hiwa.
Someone said the other day, I just repeat this, not as a joke, because it's the truth, but it sounds like a joke. As I've often said, this is no place for jokes.
Mutum mosa irale ni hikunlo, mio kinotike la pahila, kahin tokwe perua, okala wirewe kekai, masiniwe antokwe perua, ntokose ni himia kakai mara sinchene, nla kanihioni puro na iperua.
But there was a little German out on the west coast where we were just at. He received the Holy Ghost.
Masi aikala mutum mosa wa Alemanya, olimanu nkela nsuau, wei wonaria huonanano.
And he went down the street and he would walk a little piece and he'd raise up his hands and speak in tongues and he would run and he would jump and he would shout.
Vano wa muro atarake piro, vano wa mweta vakani nuvensha matatawe nulavula ilavulelo, amutiawa nutupa nunyakula.
And he was at work carrying on like that and his boss said to him, where have you been? I like those places where you have been.
Vano warumute kona iraka siiso. Vano mukulu paliawe kumuirela. Mwari vai. Okisivela mapuru au mwariani.
He said you must have been down amongst that bunch of nuts.
Oh kuira. Tirisiiso mwa kanle ria ria nikurunle na iporoka.
He said, then you think they are nuts? He said, sure they are. He said, well, praise the Lord for the nuts.
O kuira, vano nyua munona wira iye iporoka. O kuira, tiritise iyo. O kuira, ahe, atotope liwapu ya mahawa iporoka.
And he said, do you know what? The nuts play a big part.
Nto o kuira, mosuela, iporoka sinivara muteko mulu pale.
He said, for instance, the automobile. You take all the nuts out of it, you ain't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. So that's just about right.
O kuira, mwanlika nyiho, ekaaro makumiharu iporo kasotene, kamunghala netu woi kala nikutana nikwakwara. Bano ewe kekai.
You are so different when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Until the mind of this world don't like you and they're against you and they don't want nothing to do with you at all. You're born of another world.
Munikala odhirikana eroho yowari arwa mwanyuo. Mpaka mupuelo watu olumwe nkula. Ohinsi veliwaya ninyuo. Bano awankalo owo virikanyani. Nikankala nata ninyuo atavakani. Nyuo muniari olumwe nkumukina.
You are just as much an alien, 10 times more alien you'd be if you'd go in the forest from regions of African jungles.
Nyo munikala malapo imara muloko ovika na saruwa anyukala baka nle wira mwaruwa mapurore kamashao aitakwa sa Afrika.
You're different when the Holy Spirit comes. And it's a sign, it's a mark amongst the people.
Nyo munikala ovirikana okati roho yowarye noruaya.
Now, you say then, Brother Branham, that sign of circumcision was given to Abraham. That is true. And to his seed, yes.
Vano nyua munira, vano muna baranan. Eto nyeru eyo ya ujihi wa masoma avahiwa barahamu. Ewe kekai, nusulu awe, ayo.
All right, now we are going to turn to Galatians 3rd chapter, 29th verse, and see how that could apply to us. Galatians 3 and 29.
Varera, vano ninro kun la akalasia capitulu 3, versiculu 29. None moteo vakanliayo heleliwa kahio. Akalasia 3, 29.
And just see how this circumcision could apply to a Gentile. If we are Gentiles, which by natural birth we are.
No ne pahi moto lihi wa masomano, ba kanya yo heleliwa kamalapo, ba kalawi hiyo na malapo, yeyo ni kanya humayere liwo ye patu.
Now the first, I want to read the 16th verse.
Bano yo pacheria, kintuna kisome versikulu 16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. Abraham and his seed. He said not unto seeds.
Banonto Abrahamu nusulwawe ya hila heru wanatiri. Abrahamu nusulwawe. O kahime wira nusulu.
Just any kind of a seed. Oh, I'm Abraham's seeds too. No. To a seed. Abraham's seed.
Kahimu tuti mutu a onira. O mio ka usulu Abrahamu nave. Nari. Wa usulu mosa. Usulu Abrahamu.
Not the seeds. As of many, but as of one. And to they, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
Kahi osulu aya, ntokwa tuanchene, masintoko mosa, niwa wale, ni osulu anyu, yo wakanle Kristu.
Christ was Abraham's seed. Do you believe that? All right, now let's get the 28th and 29th verse.
Kristu arusulu Abrahamu, munamini yeyo, varera, vanonroe ni kushe versikulu 28 ni 29.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither is there bond or free, neither is there male or female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Kavo muyuta atamukereku, nakala kavwe pota wala otapua, kavwa atamulopwana wala mutiana, mana hiyo tene nirimo saru mwa Kristu Yesu.
And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise.
Nto mwara atwa Kristu, vano nyuo mwa usulu wa Abrahamu, ni mwatu ohieriwa ntoko saro rome linghawe.
How do we take on Abraham's seed? By being in Christ. Then we are Abraham's seed.
Nimpiera sai okala osulu wa Abrahamu, mwaha okala mwa Kristu. Vano na osulu wa Abrahamu.
And what was the seed of Abraham? As we might go on to Romans 4 in different places.
Vano tuvi wa arusulu wa Abrahamu. Ntoko na amuero roa mwa Roma 4 ni mapuro hiana hiana.
Abraham never received the promise while he was circumcised to show that circumcision was just a type. He received the promise before he was circumcised.
Abraham kamwaken lenatira rieno yihi wa masoma wiyo ni herie wira oyihi wa masoma yari tonyero pahi o wa mwaken lenatiri ohinatu yihi wa masoma.
And it was a type of recognition of his faith that he had before he was circumcised.
Ntoeyo yari tonyero yokupaliwa waamini wawe wiro wa ikala na ohinatu yihi wa masoma.
Now when we are in Christ, we become Abraham's seed and are heirs with Christ. Therefore, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile.
Vano, hiyo nakala mwa Kristu, ni nkalo sulu wa Abrahamu, ni natu orithi wa mosa ni Kristu, tivo vohi chala wira nani, muyuta wala malapo.
And the seed of Abraham, the seed of Abraham has the faith of Abraham, who takes God at his word.
Nto osulu wa Abrahamu, osulu wa Abrahamu, orinawamini wa Abrahamu, omuku shamuluku umamaswawe.
Regardless of how ridiculous it seems, how unusual you act, how peculiar it makes you, you take God at his word regardless of anything.
Bohi chala sinto awa nkala ntokote iha, ohili malele ya sheni muniranyu, mota sheni awa niwiri haya nukalo omeka, nyua mukushe muluku mamaswawe, bohi chale tupitu.
Abraham at 75 years old and Sarah at 65, took God at his word and called anything contrary to it as though it wasn't.
Abrahamu arina yaka miloko mitanamili nitanu, ni Sara miloko mitani na mosa ni tanu, kimu kushamuluku mamaswawe, ni kuihana etupi itu ya avirika nne nao, ntoko ya haka nle.
What do you think the doctors thought of that day?
Esheni munupuela nyuhira mameti kuyahu puela mahiku ale.
What do you think the people thought? When they seen an old man, 75 years old, going around praising God, he's going to have a baby by his wife and her 65 years old, about 25 years past menopause.
Munupuela wira atu yupuen lesheni, okati amona yaya mulopwa na mutokwe na yaka miloko mitanamili nitanu, etaka amutotopela kamuluku, wira aro kala na mwana na mwarawe, nao yaka miloko mitanamosa nitanu, sivinrene yaka sopia kamiloko mili, ohinyene ona mweri.
But you see, it makes you act funny. The faith of Abraham.
Masimone, eweni wiriha ninyuo wira voteiha. Waamini wa Abrahamu.
And when you're circumcised of the Holy Ghost, it does the same thing to you. It makes you do things that you didn't think you would do.
Ntokati munjihi wanyu masoma eroho yowaria, eweni wiriha nituyeyo. Eweni wiriha ni wira ituma hupu elelanyu wira mwamu wira.
It makes you take God's promise and believe God. Now, it's also, besides, a promise and a sign, it's also a seal.
Vano eyoto, ohio kalana, natiri ni tonyerio, eyoto ekanyerio.
Now, if you will go with me unto Romans, first I want you to go with me to Ephesians 4:30. And let's read here just a minute. Ephesians 4:30 says this.
Vano mwaroa nimio mpaka mwaroma, yopacherea kintuna nroa nimio mwa Efesu 4:30. Ntonisomeva minutu mmosapahi. A Efesu 4:30 anihimiela.
Now you've heard so many people say that different things are seals. If you go into the church, you have the seal of the church.
Bano nyuo mowi watwanchene ohimya wira ituso hia na hia na potu kala ikanyerio. Mwaroaka mukeresha murine kanyero ya ikeresha.
And some people says it's keeping a certain day, a Sabbath day. That's a seal of God.
Ntotwa kina nira onkalo tarihani hiku kata. Nihiku ne sapatu, ewe kanyero ya muluku.
Some of them says if we put our membership into a certain denomination, we are sealed into the kingdom of God.
Akina haya niira na itakansha rumuromo lelo kata, no titi we kanyero muomwene ni mwamuluku.
Now the Bible said, let every man's word be a lie, and God's be the truth.
Bano Biblia ohimye wira, molu mote na mututo wota, ni amuluku tiikekai.
Now Ephesians 4:30 reads like this, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Vano a Efesu 4:30 anihimia so, muhiripihe murima eroho ya muluku, yeyo mutitiwanyu kanyereo mpaka nihiku nowo poliwa.
I'm going to have to get a little bit hard on this now. Lay down. Are you legalist brother? Just hold quiet for a little bit.
Kinro kaloli pihera shavakani ye lavano, woni heria. Bano nyua shinna ana matari haikano, male vakani pahi, munona.
Did you notice how long that seal lasts? Not till the next revival. Until the next time something goes wrong. Until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
That's how long you're sealed.
Moweho katisheni ekanyero eyo nlekelaya, kahim mpaka muhaka lali humukina, mpaka okati mukina etwini vonye yaya, mpaka nihiku nowo poliwa wanyu, owo puuka timunkalanyu mutitiwene kanyero.
Until the day of your redemption, when you are redeemed up to be with God, that's how long the Holy Spirit seals you.
Mpaka nihiku nowo poliwa wanyu. Okati omvulu shiwanyu mwelaka wira mwakale ni muluku, opu kati roho yoware notitiaya ni kanyerio.
Not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity.
Amen.
You are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Kahukuma muhaka laliho mpaka muhaka laliho, masukume himalelo mpake himalelo, munititi we kanyero ni roho yoware.
That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's a seal of God.
Amen.
That he's found, you found grace in his sight.
Hallelujah.
And he loves you and he believes you and he's put his seal upon you.
Tie ewe kanle roho yo waria, ewe kanyerio ya muluku, wiro wo pwanya, nyuo mo phanya mahala va maithoni vawe ni wiro wonno pentani ni woni waaminini ni wiro wo hele kanyeri wawe mwanyuo.
What is a seal? Anyone? A seal designates or means a finished work.
Amen.
Amen.
Ekanyero sheni kula mutu vano ekanyerio entonya aiso enihimia mutekomalihiwe. Amen.
God has saved you, sanctified you, cleaned you up, found favor with you, and sealed you. He's finished.
Muluku uo polani, ohore erihani, oholo kihani, opanyo chali waninyuo, ni oho titani kanyerio, oho maliha.
Amen.
You're his product until the day of your redemption. The seal is a finished thing.
Nyuo mwamurerelo awe mpaka ni hiku noo poliwa wanyu. Etu yotitiwe kanyerio enkale etu imalihiwe.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign. We're going to get on that a little later on in another message. The sign that Paul spoke of, tongues was a sign to the believers, or unbelievers.
Eroho yoware sheni, eto nyerio. Nino roo kela mwaiye yokati vakanu holo, mutaka mukina. Eto nyerio Paulu himaliawe. Ilavu lelo sari to nyerio yalipo oamini, ahiso ohamini.
Now notice, but in this, the Holy Ghost is a sign. I mean, and the Holy Ghost is a seal.
Bano nwehe, masimwaiyela, eroho yoware tonyerio, kinihimia, nto eroho yoware ya etonyerio.
It's a sign that God gave to his chosen children. To reject it is to be cut from the people.
Ewe tonyerio, wira muluku ohava hana wotanliwa, okota yeyo okumihiwa mwatuni.
And to receive it is to be finished. With the world and all the things of the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And to be a product that God has put a seal of approval on.
Nto wakela yeyo, onkalo malamala ni ulumwenku, ni tuso tene sa mulumwenku ni okala murerelo, muluku ohenliawe kanyero yekupalelo.
I used to work on the railroad out here with Harry Waterbury. And we would go down to load a car. My brother Doc, standing back there, helps load cars.
Mio kani varaka muteko mushiporo nino ni Harry Waterbury. Ntonani roaka iwo pakirele vakao. Muhima aka Doc, amen lo tuliwe, onni kalihero pakirela ivakao.
When a car's being loaded, they go through that car, the inspector, and if he finds anything loose, thwart or fall and break, or anything that would destroy.
Evakau ya apakire liwaka, eno weha wehi wevakau iyo. Mulipo weha weha, nto wa panyaru itu etapungwe, vavo varo ayo mora kuhononea, waletu ya aro opwea.
He'll not seal that car until that car is so completely packed. Until it's so packed down and so in order that the shaking of the ride won't bother the product that's on the inside.
O konro tite kanyerwe vakau iyo, mpake malelo saria, mpaka esarie nivuolikana, wiro tikinyea wa mukwaha, ehihashe murerelo rimuhina.
That's what's the matter, we don't get sealed so much.
Amen.
We're too loose about things.
Mwahawaiye yo imara sinchene hinkala hutitiwa, kaninrero tapuasa mwahawaitu.
When the inspector goes through to inspect your life to see if you're not just a little loose about things.
Okati mulipo weha weha onivirawe, wira weha wehe makale luanyu, wiro oneva kala wira kamutapungwe vakani pahi mwahawa itu.
A little loose about your prayer life. A little loose about that temper. A little loose about that tongue to talk about others. He'll never seal the car.
Otapua vakani mwahawa makalelo mavekelo. Otapua vakani mwahawa mukalelo ovirua. Otapua vakani mwahawa nluminlo. Wala vula kina. O konro otite kanyerwe vakau.
Some dirty habits. Some vile things. Some vulgarity mind. He can't seal the car.
Nyapo kamosakamosa soonanar. Itu kamosakamosa sootakala. Mupuelo weetiru.
But when he's found everything in his place,
the inspector. Then he seals it. Dare be anybody open that seal until that car's reached its destination of where it's sealed for.
Masuwa pwenyeru ituso tene vopuro nivaya. Mulipo owe haweha. Nto o no titia. Ahikalemu tunere reotukule kanyeru eyo. Mpake vaka wiyo pio nro waya. Wewe titeri wayao.
There it is. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Eyo vo. Muha ha shota nliwaka. Muhiwireleke sota kalama profetaka.
For I say unto you, it'd be better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you were drowned in the depths of the sea than even to try to offend or shake a little on the least of these that's been sealed.
Tirikinole elani wira orera waya mutukweleli wenshilo nulu pale mushikoni muriheli wempare eriari. Ohikanle werere umutekia walomutikinya mmosa washikane ala atitiwe kanyeri.
You see what it means? That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's your assurance. It's your protection. It's your witness.
Munone ni himiaya, tie yo kanle roho yo wari. Timvarelelo anyu, timukapelelo anyu, tinamona anyu.
It's your seal. It's your sign that I'm heaven bound. Don't care what the devil says. I'm heaven bound. Why? He sealed me. He gave it to me.
Ti kanyeru anyu. Ti thonyeru anyu. Wira kineta kiroaka wirimu. Bohi chale tushetonu nihimi awe. Kineta kiroaka wirimu. Mwehawa sheni. Owo kitite kanyero. Owo kiva hayeyo.
He sealed me into his kingdom and I'm glory bound.
Hallelujah.
Let the winds blow. Let Satan do what he wants to. God's done sealed me till the day of my redemption.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Oh, kititia kanyero mo mwene ni mwawe. Ntoki nroa mo vuwani. Itekusi naru maru. Satana ireke twin tuna awe. Muluku o kititia mpaka ni hiku no wopo liwa waka. Amen. Tieyo kanle roho yo waria.
Oh, you should want it. I couldn't go on without it. So much could be said there. But I'm sure you know what I'm speaking of.
Oh, mwahano tuna yeyo. Nka kanlo tike la siisa kihirina yeyo. Ba kanle wira kaaniwe rohima shasha ya yeyo. Masiko okupa li wira mosuele ni himi aka.
Now, also let us turn to John 14 just for a minute. I just love the word. It's the truth.
Vano, navetonroeni mukunle Yohani 14 minutu mmosapahi. Okisivela masupahi.
Now, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, what is the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit of Christ in you.
Vano, eroho ya muluku, eroho yo waria, esheni roho yo waria, ti roho ya Kristu mwanyuo.
Now, before we read, I'd just like to say a few commenting words here.
Bano ni hinatu soma katuna kihime moolu mokamosakamo soola kiheri ava.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a seal. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a covenant. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign.
Roho yo ware sheni, ewe kanyerio. Roho yo ware sheni, o muatano. Roho yo ware sheni, ewe thonyerio.
What is the Holy Ghost then? It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you.
Eroho yoware sheninto. Eyo eroho ya Yesu Kristu mwanyuo. Munona.
A little while, said Jesus, and the world sees me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Spirit of God, in his church.
Wohala toka tivakani ohimeti Yesu. Atwa molumu enkuni kaniko onatomio. Na venyuo muno kona, maana mio kino kala ni nyuo, atamwa nyuo, mpako malo lumu enku. Eroho ya muluku mukeresha mwawe.
What for? What did he do it for? This is a little on tomorrow night's subject.
Mwahawa sheni, o niri he sheni, ola mwahawa melo hii uvakani.
But what did he do it for? What did the Holy Spirit come for? What did He come in you for? What did He come in me for? Was to continue the works of God.
Masuo niri hesheni, mwahawashenu uo, sheni roho yowaria. Esheni, ewe ruenle sheni, ewe ruenle sheni mwanyuo, ewe ruenle sheni mwamiyo. Waruke leloholo, mitako samuluku.
I always do that which is pleasing to my Father. I come not to do my own will, but the Father that sent me.
Mio kwekwe kimvarele nasi velati thiaka. Nkiruenle wiro tuna wakayomi, masi ati thiakirumme.
And the Father that sent me is with me. And as my Father has sent me, so send I you.
Vano ati thiakirumme arini mio. Ntosiso kirumme ayati thiaka. Ni mio kinimo rumani.
Oh my! The Father sent him, went in him. The Father that sent Jesus came in him. Worked to him.
Oh, wulu! Ati thia murume yari mwayo. Ati thia murume Yesu yaruye mwayo. Kuvara muteko mwayo.
The Jesus that sent you goes with you and is in you.
Yesu ono rumani onro ninyuo ni orimanyuo.
And if that spirit living in Jesus Christ made him do and act the way he did, you'll have some general idea how it'll do when it's in you.
Ntovakala wire ronhwele ekalaka mwa Yesu Kristu yahi mwiri howo wira nupake na muno owo irawe munokala na mupuelo wa mota eyo enroa ya wira eyo ya kalaru mwanyuo.
Because that life cannot change. It'll go from body to body, but it cannot change its nature. For it is God.
Okala wire kumile kekanlo rukunuaka. Enoro kumerutu mpake rutu. Masiyo kekanlo rukunuaka mukale loaya. Maneyo muluku.
Now, in John 14, let's read just a little bit. Beginning at the 10th verse.
Bano, mwa Yohani 14, nroe pahi nisomeva kani pahi. Opache ra versikulu desh.
Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Think of that.
Kamunamini, wira mio kirimu ati iti, ni wira ati iti mwamiyo, miteko, masuki nohi meriaka ni kahiwa waka, masi ati iti ankala mwamiyo, tamvara miteko saya, mupuele yeyo.
Now, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Bano, mukaamini kiwira mio kirimu ati iti, na ati iti mwamiyo, ahiso, mukaamini mwahawa miteko siniraka.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Veke kai kinole elani wira, olo nikamini, miteko simvaraka o, naveto, ni ono vara miteko sulu palesho vika naia, maana mio kinroa wati tiaka.
Don't you see? See how I said there? Now watch this, how this comes out. I'll read this a little farther. We're going to read down about to the 20th verse.
Kamunona, munona moto o himalia wevo, bano nwehela, moten kumela ela, kinotike la kisomaka vakani pahi, ninroso mampaka versikulu vini.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in a sea.
Ni etupi tuemveke la nyuma, nroenone kahikalana e. Ayo, ekekai.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Ntoetupi tuemveke la nyuma nsina naka, kino uirelani, uirati itivuhiwe mwamwana.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Mwavekele tupi tuma nsina naka, mio kinimuira, nyuo mwakipentaka, munimuete la soru masaka.
And I will pray the Father, now watch, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Vano mio kinimu avekela tiiti, vano ngwehe, nto awa nimo vahani mulipo okaliheria mukina, wira kaleke ni nyuo mahiku utene.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him.
Amen.
for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Eroho ye kekai, ye yolumwen kuhingwere ya wakela, okala wira kunona nakala kunsuela, masinyuo munisuela, okala wira ereni nyuo, ni enro okala kamwenyuo.
Who is that spirit then? What is the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
It's Christ.
Amen.
In you.
Hallelujah.
The Comforter. That's the Holy Spirit.
Nto eroho eyo tipani. Eroho yo ware sheni. Ti Kristu mwanyuo. Mulipo kaliheria. Eyo ti roho yo ware.
And when the Comforter has come, he will do the same things that I done while the Comforter is in me. I'll pray the Father and he'll give you this Comforter.
Nto mulipo kaliheria arwavale. Owo nroa wirakaitui mosarumi okiirayaka okati mulipo okalihero riawe mwamiyo. Miyo kinimu avekela titi, nto awa nimu avahani mulipo okaliheri ola.
You know the Comforter, the world don't know him, never will. But you know him because he dwells now with you, Jesus speaking.
Nyuo munni musuela mulipo okaliheria, olumwa nkukom musuela owo, kunkala kalo musuela ka. Masi nyuo munni musuela, okala wiro owo nkala ni nyuo vano. Yesu alavulaka.
But he shall be in you.
Amen.
There you are. That's the Comforter.
Hallelujah.
Shall be in you.
Masuo no kala mwanyuo. Ovo, oo timulipo kaliheria, onro kala kamwanyuo.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not. Now that's the Comforter, Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's Christ.
Mion kino hiani ntokoi kwasuni. Kinimo oruelani, miyonki, vano o timulipo okaliheria Kristu. Tia yo kanle roho yo waria, ti Kristu.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, you live also.
Wohalo kati vakani, nto atumo olumwe nkuni kaniko onato, masi nyuo muno okona, okala wira miyo kamukumi, nyuo akumito.
Oh, we could go on and on. I'll let you know, what is he? He's a seal. He's a sign. He's a comforter. See what all he is? The seed of Abraham inherited.
Oh, na muero kele lo holo ni kelelaka. Masi wira musuele. Oh, sheni. Oh, ti kanyerio. Oh, ti tonyerio. Oh, ti mulipo okaliheria. Munona sote no okanliawe. Osulu Abraham umuritieyo.
Now, let's also find that the what else the Comforter is. Let's go to 1 John 16:7. See if he isn't an advocate too.
Vano nroeto noone wira e etwiki na mulipo okaliheri okanliawe. Ni muroele Yohana upachera jase seti. Noone sinto okahiyo mulapeli na veto.
You know what an advocate is? Making an advocate. We have an advocate. We know that.
Muni suela shenu kanle mulapeli, onlapela, no kala na mulapeli, hiyo no sueleyo.
1 John, the 16th chapter, oh wait a minute, I'm sorry. St. John, it is 16:7, I'm sorry, I'm sure sorry I said that, I read that wrong. Got 16:7.
Yohana upacherea kapitulu 16, o ngweherere vakani. Kilevele liwe. Yohanu waria ti zasej seti. Kilevele liwe. Kilevele liwe mwaha wohimia yeyo. Kiroso mavovo nye ya mwawaka. Kirina zasej seti.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Vano mio kinole elani ke kaiwira, vanore erelani mio roa, tiri mio kahiro eru, mulipo kaliheria kanrua mwanyuo, masi mio karoa, kinimoru mihelani yowu.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.
Ntokatuwa vanruawe, owo ni mwa kupaliha atumwa hawe tampi, ni wa sharia, ni wola mula.
Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged.
Mwahawe tampi okala wira kanika aminimio. Mwahawe sharia okala wira kinroa watiti ninyoka muniko onato. Mwahawe ola mula okala wira mukulu palavativa ola muliwa.
Now, the advocate found in 1 John 2:12. Now let's read that just a minute. 1 John 2:12.
Wulu, vano, mulapeli, omkanya ne amwa, mwa Yohani doge dozi. Vano nroeni someyeyo minutu mmosapahi, Yohani upachera doge dozi.
I beg your pardon. 1 John 1 and 2. It is, I've got these wrote down. 1 John 2, 1 to 2.
Kilevele liwe, Yohani upachera uni doge, tiyo wo. Kukala na iya sole mpasene.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Anaka, kinole pelani ituia, wira muhire ketampi. Ntwakalonteka, no kala na mulapeli wati iti, Yesu Kristu, yowo rinasharia.
Who is the advocate? Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Tanukanle mulapeli, Yesu Kristu na sharia.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Ntowoti, owati mukuto woli vela itampisahu, nikahiyosa wihurupahi, na veto itampisa atu tene.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's an advocate. What is an advocator? What does it do? Make an advocate.
Eroho yoware sheni timulapeli. Esheni mu mulapeli tani o nirani ono lapela.
It has mercy. It stands in your place. It does things that you can't do. It's a propitiation for your sins.
Onni mori wai karari. Eyo enkala vo opuro nivanyu. Eyo ni ira itumuhingwe ryanyu wira. Eyo ti mukuto wa itampisanyu.
It's your righteousness. It's your healing.
Amen.
It's your life.
Thank the Lord.
It's your resurrection.
Amen.
It's all that God has for you.
God.
He's an advocate.
Eyo ti sharianyu. Eyo tuvo ni hiwa wanyu. Eyo ti kumianyu. Eyo tu hihimua wanyu. Tisotene muluku rinawe wanyu wo. Oo ti mulapeli.
Hallelujah.
How we could go into details of that and break that down, of how that when it makes intercession for our ignorance.
Mota na kanya huhima kakamusaka musayeyo nuka wanyasa ya mota okati eyo enshontela ya mwahawo hisuela wahu.
Sometimes when we got the Holy Ghost, we ignorantly stagger into something. The Holy Spirit's there to make advocate for us.
Imara sikino kati nirinene roho yowaria. Hiyo vohi suwela nini mwikwatula mwetu. Eroho yoware rivale wire nilapele.
He is our advocator. He's our attorney. He stands there and pleads for us.
Eyo timulapeli ahu. Eyo enkala ya wihu. Eyo timulapeli ahu. Eyo enkala vale nushontela mwahawa hiyo.
We don't plead for ourselves because the Holy Ghost in us pleads for us.
Hiyo kanini shontela. Okala wire roho yoware mwahiyo. Enni shontela mwahawa hiyo.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit giving utterance, sometimes his words you can't understand. And he makes intercessions for us. That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Eroho yo wari enni lavula, imara sikina ni molu momuhingwe reanyu iwa sana, ni yuenni shontela mwahawa hiyo, tia yu kanle roho yo wari.
Amen.
When I walk into anything, I walk like a little kid. You walk like a little feller.
Ketaka kikelaka mwetupi itu, kineta ntoko mwana mwane. Muneta ntoko mwana mwamukani.
We're walking in a dark world, full of enemies, full of sin, full of traps, full of everything.
Hiyo ni neta mwolumu enkuni mori ipela wosare ya wanani, wosare ya tampi, wosare ya matapa, wosare ya ituso otene.
You say, oh, I'm afraid to take Christian life. I'm afraid I'll do this.
Nyo munira, oh, kinova tanla makalelwe Kristu. Mio kinova wirela, kinova wira kinimwirela.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
We have an advocate.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, he stands by us. He's in us. And he makes intercessions for us.
Muhove, hiyo no kala na mulapeli. Amen. Oh, on kala vakiviru ni hiyo. Oh, rimwa hiyo. Nuwone shontela mwahawa hiyo.
The Holy Spirit constantly, constantly making an advocate for us all the time.
Amen.
He is our advocator. Oh, how we thank God for that.
Eroho yowaria, vohi hiereria elapelaka mwahawa hiyo okati wotene. Eyo timulapeli ahu. Oh, moto ni mushukuruahu muluku mwahawa yeyo.
A seal, a sign, the Spirit of life, the God of heaven, the Comforter, the life, the Advocate.
Ekanyerio, etoa nyerio, eroho yeekumi, muluku awirimu, mulipo okaliheria, ekumi, mulapeli.
What is he? Oh my, we could go on for hours with it. Now we're going to change just for a minute.
Tipanuo. Oh, wulu, na muero kele loholo iwora ni yeyo. Vano ni nroru kunsha minutu mmosapahi.
Now, we're going to ask now, promise to us in the last days.
Vano ni nroru kuhavano. Nolai heri wa mahiku ukiseria.
This advocate, seal, promise, everything that we have talked about him tonight with 10,000 times more, it was made a promise to us in the last days.
Mulapeli ula, ekanyerio, natiri, sotene silavunliahu sayo wohi ula, waimara ikonto mulokoto, eyo nirola heri wa hiyo mahiku ukiseria.
They didn't have it in that day, they just had a seal in their flesh as a token and a sign believing it was coming. And they walked by the shadow of the law, which they were circumcised by flesh.
Ao kayarine yo mahikwale, ao yarine tonyero veru tunivaya, ntokwene nerio ni tonyero, ya miniki uireyo ya morwa, ni ao yeta veru kuniwaikano, yeyo ao ya jihiwaya masoma veru tuni.
Today we don't walk by the shadow of the law, we walk by the power of the resurrection.
Olelo hiyo kanineta veru kuniwaikano, nineta nuwere wa ohihimua.
Amen.
We walk by the power of the Spirit, who is our true seal, our true advocate, our true comforter, our true sign, that we have been born from above.
Nineta nuwere wa eroho, yeyo kanleto nyeru ahu yekekai, mulapeli ahu ikekai, mulipo kaliheri ahu ikekai, eto nyeru ahu yekekai, niyari wahumo osulu.
Amen.
Peculiar, odd people, acting funny, taking God at His word. Calling everything else wrong. God's word's right.
Atu omeka, otikiniha, anira votikiniha, animukusha muluku mamaswawe, aniha naituso tene sikina okala sovonyea, maswa muluku tekekai.
That's all, my, that's what the Holy Ghost is.
Hallelujah.
Do you want it? Would you love to have it? Let's see if it was promised.
Eyo, oh, wulu, tiyeyo kanle roho yo waria, munituna yeyo, kamatuno kala na yeyo, nroeno onesi ntoya ahila iheri wa yeyo.
Now let's go back to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, let's get the 28th chapter of Isaiah. Now we're going to Isaiah 28, and we're going to begin about the, let's take the 8th verse. See what Isaiah said 712 years before it come.
Vano nroeni tikele mwa Yesaya, elivru ya Yesaya, nroeni kushe kapitulu 28 ya Yesaya, vano ni nroa mwa Yesaya 28, nini nroa pachere ntokoe, nroeni kushe versikulu 8, noonetu Yesayo himajawe, yaka emia tanu na pili, ni muloko ni pili, ewe hinaturwa.
We could say a lot about this, go back all the way back, but we'll just start right here and see if it was promised to the church.
Na muero himia sinchene mwa hawa yela, otike la opachereani, masini nroa pachere vava noonesi ntoeo ya ahila heri wekeresha.
What day was it supposed to come? Upon the last days, when there be a corruption.
Ni hikusheni na atune ya wire yo erwe, ya mahiku ukiseria. Okati waru ayo kala ohononea.
Now remember, the words in plural, days, the last 2 days, the last 2,000 years.
Pano mupuele, nulu mondri mwayatelo, mahiku. Mahiku manlu ukiseria. Yaka ikonto piiliso ukiseria.
Now the 8th verse. All for all tables are full of filthiness, so that there is no clean place.
Vano versikulu 8. Otene, mana meso otena asareaso, sona nara mpako hi halani puro norera.
Search around today to find it. Look around and see if we're in that day.
Mpavela solelo wira mpwanye. Wehawe hemone vakala wira hiyo nirini hikunenlo.
All tables, while they go to the Lord's Supper, and the first thing in the material line, take an old piece of light bread or a soda cracker and break it up and make the communion.
Meso tene, vano awa noro wa oliani wapuya, ntoyetuyo opacherea mwaituse erutu, ankusha nipatusha na mukate opepea wala mukate wa sota, nuka wanyasa nupake kumunyao.
When that's supposed to be made with Holy Ghost hands and unleavened bread.
Amen.
Christ is not dirty and filthy, and that represents him.
Okati vantune ayo paki wani matata e roho yo waria, ni mukate wohi kala na miropo, Kristu kahiona na raniuta kala, ntoeyo ni muto onyeria yo.
Another thing, they give it to people that drink, lie, steal, smoke, chew, just anything, as long as they belong to the church.
Etwikina, awa na ava hatuang hapaliwa, anota, ania, animuja sikaro, animuja sona, wish, etupi itupahi, vakalaru ira nira mpanta wa ikeresha.
Far be it. If a man ever takes it when we're reading this year, he's reading and drinking damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. If he don't live the life, keep away from it.
Nakala. Mutu akushavale okati ninjia huye lava, oo ni mumula ni ongurie hukumu awe, ahito korere ya kerutu ya apuya, oo ahita reke makale lorera ahikuanye.
And if you don't take it, it shows that your own conscience is guilty. He that eateth not has no part with me, Jesus said.
Ninyuo muahiku reke enoni herewira murima anyuti woteka, olo hinja korina mpante ni mio, Yesu uhimia.
But all tables of the Lord has become full of filth. There's no one clean place. Listen, if that don't picture today.
Masimeso tena apuya asare ya sona nara. Kanivua atani puro ni mosana orera. Nguiriane vakala uireyo kenlika na nulelo.
Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrine? Who will understand knowledge? Who can he make to understand doctrine?
Tani ule. Tani ulonroa wa muishuti hankili. Ni tani onroa wa muiriha, omuta pulela muishuti hon. Tani onroa wii wankili, tani ungweria wa omuta pulela muishuti hon.
Well, bless God, I'm Presbyterian. I'm Methodist. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Nazarene. I'm Pilgrim Holiness. That don't mean one thing to God. Just another table.
Ahe, atotope liwe muluku. Mio kamu Presbyteriano. Mio kam metotista, mio kamu pentekosite, mio kamu nasarenu, mio kanaweto santu, eo kenihi meetu wa muluku, mesa makina.
Who will I make known doctrine? What kind of doctrine? Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal? The doctrine of the Bible.
Taanunro ako muta pulela muishutiho, enamunasheni ya muishutiho, metotista, patista, presbyteriano, wa pentekosite, muishutiho wa Biblia.
Amen. Who will I make known doctrine? How do you know when you got it? We'll get into that Friday night.
Tanunro ako muta pulela muishutiho. Munsuela sayukati munkala nanyu yeyo. Ninokelela yeyo na matanu hiyo. Munnona.
Who will I make known doctrine? Now watch. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Tanunro ako muta pulela muishutiho. Vanongwehe. Ale ahihiwe waamwa. Ni akumihiwe va mapeleni.
Little baby say, well, I go to church. My mama belonged to this church. I have nothing against that, dear brother. Now I realize this is being taped.
Anamwana shikana nira. Ahe, kinro keresha. Ame yaka ira kampanta we keresha ela. Mio nkirine tuyo virikanye eyo muna koopentiwa. Nikosue la uire ele no karavariwa.
That's all right. Belong to mama's church. But listen, mama walked in one light, you're walking in another.
Tivorera. Mwireke mpanta wa ikeresha ya mama. Masingwiriane, amama yeta mwawaria ni mmosa, nyua muneta mwawaria ni mukina.
Luther walked in one light, Wesley walked in another. Wesley walked in one light, Pentecost walked in another.
Lutero eta mwawaria ni mmosa, Wesley eta mukina. Wesley eta mowaria ni mosa Pentecosti eta mukina.
But we're walking on higher than that today.
Amen.
And if there's another generation, it'll go beyond us.
Masihio ni neta vasulusha ovika no olelo ni nakalan loko nikina ni no ni vika na hiyo.
Back in the early days, when the thing was wide, way wide, Luther taught justification by faith. That was just to bring the people from Catholicism into Protestantism, into the fellowship around the Word.
Otulima hii kwa kalai, okati itu ya aria ya yota pua sana. Luteru ishu tihokali hii wanashari ya mwahawa wamini. Eyo ya ari uhira ya aruhe paahe atu okumo kato olikero wako purushtanti. Okela mwopata na ni mwamasu.
Justification by faith has a big wide sphere. They never move from that.
Okali hii wanashari ya mwahawa wamini. Eyo warimu nela yota pua sana. Ao kaya kumemmo.
Along came another revival called John Wesley. It shook him down from that and brought her down to sanctification.
Vale kurwa muhaka lali homukina wihani wa John Wesley. Owa wahata tokumame kuru hampake oreri hiwa.
Live a good, clean, holy life. Sanctified by the word of God. Give joy in your heart. That shook off a lot of Lutheran doctrine.
Otara makale lorera, oloka, oreri hiwa ni maswa muluku. Oruho haka lala murima ni mwanyu. O wahita tasana muishu tiho we Luteru.
Then along come Pentecost with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and narrowed it down again by receiving the Holy Ghost. That's right.
Vano kurwa Pentecosti tenu upati isuwae roho yo waria. Vano kuvuku watho mwawakele roho yo waria. Tieyo.
And now, that's begin to shake down. And the gifts and the restoration and the Spirit of God has come in the fullness of signs and wonders into the church.
Amen.
And shook Pentecost.
Nto vano eyo yo pache rotatiwa. Nto sovaha ni ululiwa ni roho ya muluku yokela. Voma lela waito nyero ni mitiki niho mukeresha ni omuta ta Pentecosti.
Hallelujah.
What is it? We're so close to coming out of the Lord Jesus until the very Spirit that was in Him is working in the church doing the very same things that He did when He was here on earth.
Esheniyo, niriva kiviru wa uro wapuya Yesu, mpake roho yeyo ya arimwa yowo, envara ya muteko mukeresha, jiraka itui mosaru owo irawe, okati wariawe vativa.
It's never been anywhere back from the time of the apostles till this time.
Eyo kia tonko uiranea, okumo kati warumwa mpako katula.
Huh. See, it's wide, narrows. What is it? It's just like your hand coming to a shadow. The negative. But what is it? It's a reflection.
Mwahawa sheni, mone, yari otapua, enavukua. Esheniyo, erinto kontata nanyu na atamela keruku. Enekativu. Masishenio, ewe yoni herio.
What was Luther? A reflection of Christ. What was Wesley? A reflection of Christ.
Lutero arisheni, eyoni hero ya Kristu. Wesley arisheni, eyoni hero ya Kristu.
Look, Billy Sunday's age just ended. The other day, old Dr. Whitney taught right here on this pulpit. The last one of the old school died. Around 90, I guess.
Nkawehani, okati wa Billy Sunday, ono malaru. Nihikunlo mutokwene Dr. Whitney, ohishuti hava pulpitu vava, okisere wale aeshikola ya kalai. Okueni yaka sopi yaka milokomi tanamisheshe, wona waka.
Billy Sunday was a revivalist to the nominal churches in his day.
Billy Sunday, arimulipa muhaka lali hoaikeresha sene mahiku awe.
He pulled no punches. Stand up there and holler, all you Methodists, hit the sawdust trail, preachers and all.
Owo kina nela muolumu, arimu eme lavale kukuela, nyua metotisto otene murukunu shemurima, alale ini otene.
All you Baptists, hit the sawdust trail, you Presbyterians. He pulled no punches. He was the Billy Graham of this day.
Nyua pati istotene murukuno shemurima. Nyua perishpiteriano. O kina nela molumo. O ari Billy Graham na mahiku awe.
Notice. And then the same time as the nominal church is having a revival, what taking place? The full gospel is having a revival.
Mwehe. Vano ntokatene yo wekereshene ya akala na ya muhakalali huaya. Esheni iraneye. Ehapari yore rayoma lele ya akala na muhakalali hu.
There come forth the Bosworth brothers, Smith Wigglesworth, and Dr. Price, Amy McPherson, all those.
Kukumelela shina Bosworth, Smith Wigglesworth, Nitotori Price, Amy McPherson, Oteniao.
Look, Smith Wigglesworth died one night, Dr. Price died the next morning. Within 24 hours, I was on the field.
Nkawehani, Smith Wigglesworth okuyohi uo, Totori Price okuyevosi iswaya, muhina mwaiwora miloko miili nisheshe kariva puwani.
Now, my end's coming down. Look at, you don't hear much of Billy Graham, you don't hear much of Oral Roberts. I see my meeting shattering.
Vano emalelo ake no pia, nkawehani e, kamuni washasa Billy Graham, kamuni washasa Oral Roberts. Kino na mituku manosaka asikelaka va mutu tini.
What's the matter? We're at the end of another age.
Mulato haya sheni, niriwa omalela nukati mukina.
How did Billy Sunday come in? And then they come in just after the great Moody revival. When did Moody come in? Just after Knox revival.
Billy Sunday akenle saina akina, au ya akelansi omalakaru muhaka lali homulu pale wa Moody. Moody akenle lini, omalakaru muhaka lali hoa Knox.
When did Knox come in? Just after Finney's revival. Finney, after Calvin. Calvin, after Wesley. And Wesley, after Luther.
Noxa kenle lini, omalakaru muhaka lali hoa Finney. Finney numala Calvino. Calvino numala, vano Wesley, nto Wesley numala Lutero.
On down through the ages come, as soon as one revival's over, God raises up another and throws more light, just keeps moving. Like that.
Orowaka otarako kati. Vamalaya muhaka lali homosa, muluku nivensha mukina nuumaresha toaria, ni ontike lokele lako holo siiso.
Now, we're at the end of this time. Each man has looked at the end of his junction for the coming of Christ. But they had a lot to look forward to.
Vano hiyo niri womalela ni wokati ula. Kula mutu onni weherere oro wa Kristu womalela ni wehuhu awe. Masiya aikala na sinchene so wehererea.
The returning of the Jews, flying saucers in the skies. All the things that we see today, but we are at the end. We are here now.
Hokoloa wa Ayuta, iparato yesi mvavo sulu, ituyo sotene sinona ahulelo, masi hiyo nri wa omalelani, hiyo nri vavano.
They know the church was to see power that would work in the church the same works of Christ. Because as the shadow becomes deeper and deeper and reflects more.
Ao ya anisuela wire keresha aroa wa keloweria, Waro vara muteko mukeresha miteko imosarusa Kristu. Okala wiro katiruko inkala e ripelaka, ni ripelaka, ni note paonea.
You take a shade, farther away from the shade, the least reflection you get out of the shade.
Nkona ni ruku, mwaraka melasha keruku, wone la weruku no vukua.
After a while, the shade gets closer and closer to the tree and the shade is the same thing.
Nuviro kati vakani, eruku inkale kuvelake kuvelaka, Mpaka mwirine eruku okale tui mosaru.
Now the Spirit of God has worked under justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley, the baptism of the Holy Ghost under Pentecost.
Vano eroho ya muluku yovara muteko vativa okali hiwa nashari ya vativa Lutero, oreri hiwa vativa Wesley, opati isuwa eroho yowari ya vativa Pentecoste.
And here it is in the last day performing and doing the very same things that it did when it was in Christ. What is it? The church in Christ has become one.
Ntova, eyo erini hiku no kiseria epakaka ni iraka itui mosaru eyo iralia yo kati area mwa Kristu. Eshenio, ekeresha ni Kristu erimu mosaru.
And as soon as they connect together that last link, she'll go to the sky shouting, up will come Wesley, Luther, all the rest of them back in those days there.
Ntoawe malakaru pitana, lutenlo no kiseria, ewe no rosu likuelaka, ono himwa Wesley, Lutero ni otene akinayo tulima hikuwa leu.
He that's first will be last, he that's last will be first, and there'll come the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
We're at the end time.
Opachero no kalo kiseria, okisero no kalo opachera, vano ni moro hihimua. Hiyo ni rukati wa omalelani.
Listen, that's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost by justification. See, just a light shadow of it.
Nguiriane, tia yo eroho yo waria ni iraya. Eroho yo waria maokali hiwa na sharia, mwone, eruku yove ya pahi ya yeyo.
The Holy Ghost by sanctification. A little deeper shadow of it. The Holy Ghost by the baptism of it. A deeper shadow.
Eroho yo waria maore rihiwa, eruku yori ipela vakani ya yeyo. Eroho yo waria maopati iswaya, eruku yori ipelesha.
Now the Holy Ghost by the restoration of its very person being in here, forming signs and wonders like it did at the beginning.
Amen.
Glory! Don't call me a holy roller anyhow, you might as well get started now.
Vano eroho yo waria maohokoloshi wa omutu aye neno riva, Epakaka ito nyero ni mitiki ni hontokweyo siiraja ya opacherani. Wish! Ovua! Kinorwa wihaniwa santo pirikea kule namuna. Vanrere lampachere nana anova.
Listen, brother. Listen to this. All tables are full of vomit. There's no clean place.
Nguiria nashina. Nguiria nela. Meso te na asare ya marapeo. Kanihale ni puro norera.
Who shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make known understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Tanu lonroa wa muishuti hankili. Tanu nroa wa musueliha omutapulela muishutiho. Ale ahihiwe wamwa ni akumihiwe vamapeleni.
Not little babies, Presbyterian babies, Methodist babies, Pentecostal babies, Lutheran babies, Nazarene babies.
Kahana mwana shikani, anamwana maperishpiteriano, anamwana metotista, anamwana pentecostite, anamwana luterano, anamwana nasareno.
He wants somebody that's willing to get away from the breast and eat some strong meat.
Owa mutu na mutu ntuno hiya mapele kuna ya olia olipa.
Here it comes. For precept must be upon precept. Upon precept, line upon line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to this people.
Ele norwa va. Nikano vasuluva nikano. Vasuluva nikano. Yoruma vasuluva yoruma. Vasuluva yoruma. Vavakani ni valevakani. Maana mio kinimu alavulela tuala ni molu moku kuma ni ilavulelo sikina.
To whom he said, this is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
Ya wao ya hime enrea ya wira, no tuumu mulawei wa mukanlea nyuwamu mulihaka ala kulumuwe, ni wira ola muretele, masatua aoke ya tunne wiwa.
The Holy Spirit, if that isn't just the way it come on the day of Pentecost, prophesied 712 years before it come, here it is on the day of Pentecost, come just exactly.
Eroho yo waria, vakala wira yo kahiwena muna arulia ya nihiku na Pentecostite, ya alaleriwe yaka imia tanapili ni yaka mulokoni pili, ewe hinaturua, ewe rivani hiku na Pentecostite, ya ahirwa voli kanene.
Somebody said, keeping a Sabbath day. I'm not rejecting or making light of anybody's church or religion.
Mutumo sa irale, otara ni hiku ne sapatu. Mio nkiniko tanakalotanya ekeresha waletini ya mutu.
But said the Sabbath day, well, the Sabbath of God was the rest day. Here's the rest day.
Masihimia wira, nihiku ne sapatu, esapatu ya muluku, nari nihiku no mumula. Va, nri nihiku no mumula.
This is the rest, he said, that you cause the weary to rest. This is it. Amen.
Ola tukan lo mumula, o himia wira, mukanlia nyuwa mumulihaka. Tieyo. Amen.
It'll be precept upon precept. Line upon line. There's the rest. What is the Holy Ghost? The rest.
Enro kala nikano vasuluva nikano. Yoruma vasuluva yoruma. Vati varumumula. Eroho yoware sheni omumula.
Hallelujah. Oh, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Oh, murua mionyuo tene mulemeliwe ni muhashiwe. Nto mio kinimo mumulihani.
What is he? The one that comes in you. Gives you peace, your sign, your comforter, comforted, at rest, sealed.
O tipani, olonrua mwenyuo, onovahani muretele, etonyeru anyu, mulipo okaliheri anyu, okaliheriwa, mumulaka, otitiwa.
How are you? It's a sign. The world knows something's happened to you. What is it? It's a comforter. What is it? A seal.
Mumpanya ne asai. Ewa toonyereo, atwa nisuela wira yokale etuhu inreni. Eshe niyo, timulipo okaliheria. Eshe niyo, etoonyereo.
You're at rest. You have, it's your advocate. If you, something happens to you, there's something you got to make an advocate for you right quick. See, making intercession.
Nyuo muno mumula muhana, timulape lianyu. Vakala, nyuo etuino kumelelani, yokale etuvo wire lapele mwahawa nyuo, na nanoru mone, oshontela.
It's the Spirit of God living in the church, prophesied exactly what it would be when it come. It would be a everlasting, eternal rest.
Ewe roho ya muluku inkala mukeresha, ya himwe vekeka ituyo ya roho ayo kalo kati wa roho ayo orwa, eyo ya roho kalo mumu la wohima la wamaiku utene.
God made the world. Hebrews the 4th chapter, God made the world and rested on the 7th day. That's right.
Muluko apatunsho lumwenku. Aheperi kapitulu 4. Muluko apatunsho lumwenku. Ntokumu mulani hiku na netaneli. Tiyeyo.
They come back around. He give that to the Jews for a covenant. For a certain amount of time. That's right.
Nihiku na netanera rupache ratopahi vati. Owa hava heyo ayuta ntoko watana mwakati mmosa. Tiyeyo.
But they go and rest one day. Go back the first day of the week. Start over again new. Start over. That ain't the rest that God spoke of.
Masi awa no roa nu umumula nihiku ni mosa. Nu utika nihiku no pachera ne sumana. Ano pachera to vasya o pachera to. Iwa kuhiyo mumula muluku himaliawe.
When God made the world in 6 days, when he went to rest, he rested from then on.
Amen.
That's right. That settled it.
Okati muluku patushalia olumu enku muhinama mahiku matanna mosa. Okati uo rongwa o mumula oa mumulo kuma vavo mpako holo. Tiyeyo. Eyo ya ahimali hamaha.
He didn't come back on the eighth day and start again. It was only a shadow. Now, that was a type like the moon to the sun. But when the sun comes up, we don't need the moon no more.
Eyo ya ariru kupahi. Vano ele ya ari tonyerio. Ntoko mweri ni nsua. Masukati ni mpatu waya nsua. Hiyo kanintu na tomweri.
Now, notice this, in Revelation 11, the woman with the moon under her feet and the sun at her head. Oh, we could go through the Bible from lead to lead and show you. See?
Vano nwehela, oh, mwisu upulula onzi, mutia na inaosa wanyakenlene mweri ntonsua vamuruvawe. Oh, na mwero roa ni mutaraka Biblia okume kapa mpake kapa, nuwo nihani. Munona.
But what is it? When the Bible said in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, if Jesus would have given them a rest day, he would have afterwards have spoke of it. He would have spoke of a rest day.
Masi esheniyo, okati, Biblio himia mwaheperi kapitulu 4, vaka nlewira Yesu ahava hani hiku nomumula, o amu himia tonen loholo waya, o amu himia ni hiku nomumula.
What day did he speak about a rest? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Ni hiku shenu uo himalia wa mumula. Murewa miyo nyuo tene mulemeliwe ni muhashiwe. Miyo kinimo mumulihani.
Matthew 11 chapter 22nd verse. Look, then we find that when we come to him.
Mateo kapitulu 11 versikulu 22. Nkawehani, ntonino na wiro katunruahu wa yowo.
For he, said Hebrews 4, that has entered into Jesus' rest, has ceased from his worldly works as God did from his when he made the world to never return to it again.
Maana ole ahimia heperi 4. Ole ovolongwe momumula ni mwa Yesu. Omumula miteko sawe sa molumu enkuni. Ntoko muluku sa mumuli yawe sa wawe. Okati owo patushalea olumu enku. Wira hitikele toyo.
How long? How long are you sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of your redemption?
Yeah.
Okati sheni. Okatisheni muntiti wanyu ni roho yo waria. Mpaka ni hiku no opoliwa wanyu.
There's that rest.
Hallelujah.
Comfort, advocate, seal, deliver.
Oh. Amen.
I get kind of excited. Or I get kind of blessed.
Vati vari mumula. Ohakalala. Mulapeli. Ekanyerio. Mvulusha. Ah. Kini hakalala mwainamune mosa. Walantoko wakele paraka.
Oh, is it promised for us, Brother Branham? Is it proven by the Bible? All right, let's go to Joel. Find out what Joel said about it.
Oh, no lai heri wa yeyo muna Branham. Ehoni heri wa ni Biblia. Varera, ni roema yoweli. No nele yoweli uhimaliawe wa yeyo.
How thankful I am for the blessed word of God. Do you love it?
Amen.
I think there, if it wasn't for the word, I don't know where we'd stand.
Nkirero shukuru muhawa maswa muluku. Nyua muni penta yao, kinona wira ya harimu hawa masu, nkisuen levaro ahu panyanea.
All right, we're Joel now, we're going to Joel, the second chapter of Joel, and we're going to start at the 28th verse.
Varera, nirimu ayoweli vano, ninroa mayoweli kapitulu 2 ya yoweli, nto ninroa pachera versikulu 28.
Joel 2:28, 800 years before the coming of Christ. The prophet in the spirit. Now listen.
Yoeli 2:28. Iaka imia tanunataru ohinaturwa kiristu. Profeta mwaeroho. Vano ngwiriane.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Your old man shall dream dreams, and your young man shall see visions.
Vano enimu irane ya numala, miyo kinimu amarashele ronho haka tu tene. Aninyo ashilopwa na nashitiana anolavula se profeta. Atu oulu vala anoloha ni amira vanyu animona sowona.
And also upon my servants and upon my handsmaid will I pour out in these days. Pour out in those days my spirit.
Naveto arume yaka lopwa na natiana kinimu amarashela mahikwala wa amarashele ronho haka mahikwao.
And I will show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke.
Nikinimu onihera itusoti kiniha wirimu sulu nivativa epome moro ni malume muishi.
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come.
Nsuwa noru kunuwa nikale noripa. Vano mweri ntokwe pome ni hinatu pia nihiku nulu pale ni noopi hanapuya.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Ntovanimu iranea, wiro tene ala nroo veke la mwansina napuya, animo opua.
What? Joel, did you notice in Acts 2, Peter took up the same verse?
Esheni, Yoeli. Moweha, miteko dosh, Petro akunshe versikuli mosaru yeyo.
Said, ye men of Israel, hear my word. These are not drunk. This seal, comforted, peculiar, marked people.
Kwira, atwa Israeli, ngwiria ne molu mwaka, atwala kahapaliwe, atwala otitiwa, ohakalalihiwa, omeka, otitiwa.
They are not drunk as you suppose. Acts 2. Seeing that this is the third hour of the day.
Ala kahapaliwe ntokosi nupu elanyu. Miteko dosh. Manan lelo yuorataru savosi isu.
But this is that which is spoke of by Joel the prophet, saying it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Masila tilea himwe ni profeta Yoeli. Wire nimu iranea mahiku ukiseria, miyo kinimu amarashele roho haka tu tene.
What is it? What is the Holy Ghost? All right. Now, let's notice again. Promise to the believers. That's what it is.
Esheniyo, eroho yoware sheni, varera, banonroeni weheto, alaiheriwe alipo wamini, tieyo.
Now, this Holy Ghost, we find out what it is. Just a minute. Who's it promised to? To believers.
Bano roho yo wari ela ni nimone sheniyo minutu mmosapahi. Tana lai heruwa yeyo. Alipo wamini.
Now let's go to Luke 24, chapter of Luke. Listen what Jesus said in his last words before he left the earth. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Bano ni roemwa Luka, kapitulu 24 ya Luka. Nguiria netu Yesu himiawe mwamaswa wokiseria. Owa hinatu kumelapo ya vati. Luke chapter 24.
And you're just taking this down now. You can mark it down and study it tomorrow when you have more time.
Ntonyo mulepa ye lavano mulepeke. Vano musomemelo makalanaru katisana.
Now, Luke 24:49. Listen to Jesus speaking. At the end, when he was ascending up into glory, the ascension. Here's the words he said to his disciples.
Vano, Luke 24:49. Munwiri ane Yesu alavulaka. Wokiserani okati huwa awela awe movuani, owela, ala timasu owa ahimenria wa wishuti awe.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father. What promise?
Mone, miyo kinimoru mihelani natiri ati iti, natirisheni.
The seal, the sign, the comforter, and all these things that I've spoke of, times thousands more. I send the promise of my Father upon you.
Ekanyerio, etonyerio, mulipo kaliheria, nitu ya sotene kihimaliaka, imara ikonto senevo wata. Mio kinimoru mihelani natire ati iti mwanyuo.
What promise? The one that Isaiah said would come. With stammer lips and other tongues I speak to this people, I'll send that rest upon you.
Natirisheni, ole Yesaya muhimaliawe wira amorwa. Miyo kinimu alavulela tuwala ni molu moku kumani ilavulelo sikina. Kinimu oru mihelanu mumula wei wa mwanyuo.
I'll send what Joel spoke of, that it shall come to pass the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon you.
Kinoru mihele yowela ahima yawe wira enimu irane ya mahiku ukiseria onihimia muluku miyo kinoru mareshe roho haka mwanyuo.
Oh, I'll send to you and make all nations, all people beginning from Jerusalem, I'll bring in the seed of Abraham under this covenant. I'll seal away every one of them. See, I'll pour out my spirit.
Oh, miyo kinimoru mihelani ni ukali hamaloko otene atu uteno pachero Yerusalemu kinoke lihosulu wa Abrahamu vativa muhata anola. Kinomu titakula mmosai yao, mwone, miyo kinomu arashirohu haka.
I'll send the promise of my father upon you, but tarry ye, means wait, in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Miyo kinimoru mihelani natiri hati thiaka mwanyuo, masinyuo muhaleke enihimia mulipelele mutateni mo Yerusalemu, mpaka wake loweria okumaka uirimu.
What is the Holy Ghost then? Power from on high.
Eroho yo ware sheninto oweria onkuma wirimu.
Not power from the bishop. Not power from the church. But power from on high.
Kahuweri onkuma wapishpu. Kahuweri onkuma mukeresha. Masi oweri onkuma wirimu.
How did that power come? By joining church? I challenge you to say that that's right.
Oweri aiwo waruie sai mwahawo uitakansha mukeresha mio kinotari mulani nyuo mwire wire yoke kai.
But joining the church, shaking hands with the preacher? No, sir.
Mwahawo uitakansha mukeresha ovaha na matata ni mulalei nari mulopwana.
Now to you Catholics, sticking out your tongue and taking the first communion? No, sir.
Bano wanyuwa katolika woko lanlumi nanyuni wakele komunya uyopacheria nari mulopwana.
How did it come? Power from on high.
Amen.
Let's read a little farther. Let's go to Acts 1, 8. They're assembling together now.
Oh, waruie sai. Oweri okumaka wirimu. Nroe ni someto vakani. Niroe mwamiteko un oitu. Awa tukumaneva mosavano.
Now they were speaking of Jesus here when they were assembled together and it ordained another to take the Judas's place.
Vano ya alavu la saesu va, okati wa atukuma niya ya vamosa, ni ya amuru mia ya mosa wira kaleni puro na yuta.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Miteko un oitu. Ntonyu omunimu akelo weria. Numalaela eroho yo ware ni mokuruelani.
What? You become the member of the Branham Tabernacle, no? You become the member of the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian. Not so in the Bible. That's man-made doctrine.
Esheni, munimuira mpanta wa Branham Tabernacle, nari. Munimuira mpanta wa ekeresha metotista, ekeresha katolika, perispiteriano, kaisi iso mbibliani. Owo muishutiho wopa kiwanatu.
But you shall receive power after you have become a preacher. No, sir. You shall receive power after you get your Bachelor of Art. No, sir.
Nto munimu akelo weria nu umalokala mulalei, nari mulopwana. Munimu akelo weria nu umalopwanye karau ya pashareli, nari mulopwana.
You shall become power after you get your DD. No, sir. You shall receive power after you're baptized in water. No, sir.
Munimu onoru weria nu umalopwanye dede anyu, nari mulopwana. Munimu akelo weria nu umalopatisi wa masini, nari mulopwana.
You shall receive power after you have taken the first communion. No, sir. See, that's all man-made stuff. Listen what the Bible said, what Jesus said.
Munimu akelo weria nu umala wakele komunyao yopachiria, nari mulopwana. Mone, sote ne yo tusopa kiwanatu. Nguria na ele Biblia himiawe, ele Yesu himiawe.
Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
What is the Holy Ghost? The power.
Munimu akelo weria nu umale roho yo waria okuruelani, eroho yo waria sheni, oweria.
Then, after this, you shall be witnesses, just you 12. You witness at Jerusalem. You shall be witnesses to me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth, which has never been reached yet.
Vano numalaela muno kala namona, nyuo mulokona anlipahi, nyuo namono Yerusalemu, nyuo muno kala anamona aka woteno Yerusalemu, oyutea, o Samaria, nimpako malenlelapo, weiwo hipiwe onlelo.
And when he's spoken these things, when he's spoken these things while they beheld him, he was taken up in the cloud and received out of their sight.
Ntova manlia wohimia ituia, Bamanjao himi aituia, awe muwe hashashako, owa ahiwe lihiwa wirimu muneku nini ahake liwa, awe monaka.
Now, turn right across the page. Watch these prophecies come to pass.
Vano nirukunshe nikuku, mwehemu olu mwe profeta alo maliheriwa.
And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Bapialiaya ni hiku na Pentecostite, au yari ni mosa, au otene yire tukumanene ni puro ni mosa.
And all of a sudden the pastor came in, and I got off the line there, didn't I? All of a sudden the priest come on the altar.
Nto na nanoru pastore ahivolowani, kukuma mpiro nivo, nkikumale, na nanoru na mukutu ahirwa wa altari, nari.
And suddenly there came a sound. Not just to make believe, it was there.
Nto na nanoru wahi wanyea oruma. Kahitu yo wanyi heria pahi, warivavo.
A sound, a minister was approaching the door. The priest had the communion coming out of the holy place. You know, nothing like that.
Oruma, murume atamele mukora, namukuto arine komunyawa kumaka nipuro no waria, nari, kahitu ntoko siiso.
There came a sound from heaven, not the rustling of the feet. There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
Oh my. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Wahi wanye orumo kumako sulu, kahunya kula wainau. Wahi wanye orumo kumako sulu, ntokwe pewe noopa ni ikuru. Oh, wulu. Ya sandri mpamo otene au mwariaya.
What is the Holy Ghost? Here's where they get power. Here's where they're supposed to wait. Here's what happened when they did it.
Eroho yo ware sheni, vati nipuru awa mpanya yoweria. Vati nipuru vatune ya wire lipelele. Vati itu ya kumele nle vairaya ya siso.
All prophesied from Genesis, right on up. From Abraham, right on through, it would come and how it would come and the results would come. What is it? Promise to the church, to believers.
Sotene sahihi mwakalaeno kuma mapatuwelo eroaka, okuma barahamu mpaka va, wira ya amuro orua, ni moteyo ya arua ayo orua, ni panyero sa arua ayo runha, esheniyo, ya laihe riwekeresha, alipo wamini.
And filled all the house where there was set, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them.
Nto ya sandri mpamo otene au mwariaya, nto ya hakumelela malumi oka wanyea ntoko amoro,
and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Now
we're going to get on that Friday night. We leave that right there. How is it? It's a promise to the church. Absolutely a promise.
Erisa yeyo o natiri waekeresha, natiri voma lela.
All right. Now we go to find out after they were filled, they were sealed until how long?
Varera. Vano ninroweha au vamanliayo sarihiwa au ya titiwe mpaka lini?
How many here's got the Holy Ghost? I see your hand.
Amen.
There's more with the Holy Ghost than there is without. We want you to be one of us, brother, sister.
Akavimwa rineroho yo waria, nroeno one matatanyu. Akalasha rineroho yo waria wavikana ala hirina. Nintuna wira mukale mmosa hiyo, muna mulo pwa namutiana.
When you understand what it is, it is the Spirit of God dwelling in you to do the works of God.
Masuelaru sana wire sheni hiyo, eyo, ewe roho ya muluku enkala mwanyuo wire vareke miteko sa muluku.
When God ever sent any of his Spirit into any of his servants, any of his prophets, any of his teachers, any of his apostles, they were always rejected of the world.
Okati muluku arumi henyawe roho awe kulamosa wa arume yawe, kulamosa wa maprofeta awe, kulamosa wa asomi hawe, kulamosa wa arumu awe, awe kwe kwe yamu koti wa maulumu enkuni.
They were considered crazy in every age there was. Even when Paul stood before Agrippa, he said, in the way that's called heresy, what is heresy? Crazy.
Ao ya ahimu mokalalolo makulo okati wakanle. Atokati paalu emeli ya oholo wakiripa. Oo irale, epirwe niha ni woka wanyea, okawanyesheni ololo.
In the way that they call crazy, a bunch of nuts. That's the way I worship the God of our Father.
Epiro yeyo awaniha naya ololo nikuru na alolo. Eyo te epiro miyo kinimuko korelaka mluku ashiti itihun.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Kini tapo himi akawira kamosawa yao. Ayo mulopwana, tiyeyo. Kini tapo himi akawira kamosawa yao.
Now, after this Holy Ghost fell upon them, it made them so much sweethearts until everything was in common. Is that right? My, what a fellowship.
Vano vamanya e roho yo wari ela wakuruela. Eyo ya hasi viha murima mpaka sotene sa kalaya sa tutene. Ewe kekai, ulu, ulu, opatanasheni.
We sing that song sometimes. Oh, what fellowship, oh, what joy divine. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hiyo nini pesipweyo imara sikina. Oh, opatanasheni, oh, opuhasheni wa muluku. Tiyeyo.
They didn't care whether the sun shined or didn't. They didn't ask for a flower bed of these.
Aokayachaliwa sinton, nsua nanare walanare, aokayaveke lolili wa malua.
Now, I received the Holy Ghost, says some people to me, Mr. Branham, if you will guarantee me that I'll be a millionaire, if you'll guarantee me I'll find oil wells and if I'll find gold mines and...
Bano kinimu akile roho yowaria, atu kamusakamu satani kirela mwenye barana, makikupali haruwira kino kala na musuru kuimilia usene. Makikupali haruwira kino panya ihime sapataroya. Ni wira kino panya mikoti saewero ni.
See, people teach that and they teach a lie. God has not promised those things.
Mio, moone, atwa niishu tihayeyo. Ntwa niishu tihetu yowota. Muluku kolai henre tu iyo.
A man that ever receives the Holy Ghost don't care whether he begs for bread or not. Doesn't make any difference to him.
Mutuni piere wakele roho yowari akanchali wavakalawiro no lola yoya walanari. Kivwembiri kana wayowo.
He's a heaven-bound creature. He's got no ties here at all. Run.
Oh, mutunro wirimu. Oko rina malute mu nakala. Tiyeyo.
He don't care. Let come, let go. What may, let him criticize, make fun, lose your prestige. Why do you care?
Oh, kanchala, enorwa, enroa kuletu. Ata ulumeli waka ovehiwa opwete shotiti mihawanyu munchali wanisheni.
You're on your road to glory. Hallelujah. Your eyes are set on Christ and you're on your road.
Amen.
You don't care what the world says.
Nyo muneta murowaka movuani. Hallelujah. Maitwanyo ni muwe ha Kristu. Vano nyo muni mweta murowaka. Kamunchale twatwa ni himiaya.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's a power. Hallelujah. It's a seal. It's a comforter. It's an advocate. It's a sign. Oh my.
Amen.
It's the assurance that God has received you.
Tia yo kan le roho yo waria. Eyo weria. Eyo kanyereo. Eyo mulipoka liheria. Eyo mulapeli. Eyo toonyereo. Oh, wulu. Eyo mulipiherio. Wira muluku wa kelani.
How much time have I taken? I've got just 8 more minutes. All right. I got a lot of scriptures here. I don't guess I can get them in, but we'll try our best.
Okatisheni kikushaliaka, kukala na tominutu mitanamira rupahi, varera, mukihie, kukala na sole mpwasi nchieneva, nkikupanli wira kinoa weri osoma, masi ninroa wilipiha singweri ahu.
Now, after a man has been filled with the Holy Ghost, is it possible that persecutions and things would cause him to have to come back and...
Vano, mutuva mala osare roho yowaria, vani werianeo lupatiwa ni itusikina,
now he ain't going to lose. He's still a son of God. He'll always be. Because you're sealed how long? That's right. That's what the Bible says.
Vano, oo kanro oshintiwa. Oo nlelo mwana muluku. Oo no kalo kati wotene. Okala wira munititi wampaka lini? Tiyeyo. Tiyeyo Biblia yuhimiawe.
Now, after the disciples had been beaten, they had been mocked, made fun of, and everything, they thought it's time to go back together a little while.
Vano, numalawishu tumaniwa, ya hinye mulasiwa ovehiwa nisotene, au ya huu puwela wira waruka tiwoti kelotuli kwa tivakani.
Let's turn over to Acts, the 4th chapter, and see when they, what happened. Now this is to you people who's already got it. Acts, the 4th chapter.
Nroeni kunle miteko kapitulu 4, noone kwa tiao, etu ya kumele nle, Vano ela tia unyonyuo atumuri na yeyo. Miteko kapitulu 4.
Now, Peter and John had been beaten, put in prison for healing, having a healing service out at the gate of the church. How many knows that?
Vano Petru ni Yohani ya hima niwa kuheliwa mukatea mwaha wovo niha okala na muteko wovo niha va mukora va ekeresha. Akavansuela yeyo.
This man lay in there kind of lame in his feet. He couldn't walk. Been that way for 40 years.
Ai kala mulopwa na mosa amata levavo. Arakan le inaosawe. O kawere weta arisi iso yaka miloko misheshe.
And Peter passed through and he said, held out his cup to get something to put in his cup for food. And Peter showed that he was a Holy Ghost filled preacher. He didn't have any money.
Nto Petru kuvira vavo. Nto kuira. Kuvare la muhasa awe uira panye tuyohe la muhasa ni mwawe uira aje. Vano Petru kumoniha wira arimu la leyosa re roho yowaria. O karina atamu suruku.
He said, silver and gold have I none. See? He wasn't caring about that, but he was a heaven-bound creature.
O kuira, mkirine paratha nakalewero. Mone, o kachali waniseyo. Masu wario, yopa tushiwa yaro wa wirimu.
Oh, how I wish we had time to lay in that a little while there. He was heaven bound. He was comforted. He had the spirit. He had the power.
Oh, mota katuna kani kala neno kati woka la shamwaye yo kati vakani vavo. Mone. Oh, arua wirimu. Oh, aru hakalala. Oh, aikala neroho. Oh, aikala noweria.
He walked on and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I'll give you.
Oh, arimu etakwira. Nkirine paratha nakalewero. Masiyeyo rinaka yeyo kinimo vahani.
No doubt the man said, what you got, sir? I got faith. I've got something in my heart that started about 10 days ago.
Voi hovere uira mulopwana o irale, murinesheni mulopwana, kirina wamini, kirine tum murima ni mwaka, kipachenriaka iaka mulokosi vindre.
I was in the upper room up there and all of a sudden, all the promises that God had made. I've walked with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. I fished with him, out pulling in the fish. I've done these different things.
Karimpa yo suluiwe, ntonana anoru, anatiru utene muluko ahima yawe, kaheta ni Yesu Kristu iaka taruni nusu, kahito taihopa niyo, kipurulaka ihopa, kihira itu ya sohia na hiana.
And I've seen him heal the sick. He kept telling me, the Father's in me, but when I leave, he'll come in you. So I couldn't understand that, but he said, now I don't expect you to understand it.
Nikahimo no wavoniha kareta, mio, owo anikala kilelaka ati itiharimwa mio, masimio karowaru, ewe ni moro wa manyuo. Bano mio nkawere osuela sana yeyo. Masuwa kuira. Bano nkingwe herere wira muno osuela sana yeyo.
You don't understand these things. You just get them. I don't understand it yet. And don't tell me you do because you don't.
Kamun suela sana ituia. Nyuo mwakele pahi. Mio nlelo nkingwe suela sana. Nimuhikilele wira nyuo muni suela. Okala wira kamun suela munona.
So I can't understand it. I can't explain it. But the only thing I know, I got it.
Vano nkingwere suwela sana yeyo, nkingwere otapulela yeyo, masitui mosa pahi nsuwelaka, miyo kihana yeyo.
What you say, that's not scientifically. Oh, sure it is.
Ahe nyo munira, eyo kahitu ya siensia. Oh, veke kaiti yeyo.
Look at them lights. When Benjamin Franklin caught it, he said, I got it. He didn't know what he had, but he had it.
Nkawehani malushu hao, okati Benjamin Franklin upanyaliawe, oo irale, kwa upanya. Oh, kasu eletuari nawe, masai kalana.
Now I want somebody to tell me tonight what electricity is. They don't know yet what it is, but we got it. Amen. That's right.
Tokintuna mutua kilelo hiula elekan l'elektricitati. Kensu eliwan lelo sheni, masino kalana. Amen. Ewa kekai.
There's no man knows what electricity is. They can harness it, make it light, make it burn, make it act.
Kavo mutunsu ela elekan l'elektricitati. Ao potu vare la muteko, opati ha, ovare liha moro, ovari ha muteko.
But it's generated by generators, two pieces running together like that. It produces that, and that's all they know. It'll give life. It's got power in it.
Masi eni kumiheri wa nisheratore, ikaruma pili sineta wa mosaso, eni kumiheri ya yeyo. Ntoti yeyo tu awansue laya. Enomu kumiheri ya lushu, ni erinai kurumu hinamwaya.
That's like the Spirit of God. When you get one piece is you, the other piece is God, and get them round together like that, it'll do something for you. That's right.
Ntoewe rin toko roho ya muluku. Mwakalanaru karume mosamu kanle nyuo, ni ikarume kina okanle muluku, vano kuneti hava mosasi iso, eno uirela ni itu, tieyo.
It'll give light, it'll give power,
You don't know what it is and never will know what it is, but you know when you got it. That's one thing sure. And it's for you. It's yours. It's the assurance.
Amen.
Right.
Eno ruha waria. Eno ruha waria. Nyo kamun suele sheniyo. Ni kamun kalakala musuelake sheniyo. Masimuno suele makalanaru yeyo. Eyo tuimose kekai. Ni yo tiawinyu. Tiawinyu. Eyo tili piherio. Tiyeyo.
What does that light show? There's assurance it is a light.
Waria yononi heriani. Yo kale lipiherio. Iwo waria.
Now, notice this. Now, you don't know what it is, but these fellows said, well, they said one thing they know. We know that they're ignorant. The more nuts, you see, like the little German said he was, see?
Vano nwehela, vano nyo kamunsu elesheniyo. Masatwala irale, ahe, ao ya, ya himme wire tuye mosaya anisuela, no suela wira ao tohi sueletu. Akinato, alolo, mone, ntokosa ahime riwawe mutuwa wa Alemanya, munona?
Said they're ignorant and unlearned, but they've been with that fisherman, that carpenter down there called Jesus. Now I tell you, because they're doing the same things he does.
Yiriwe, ale tohi suwele tu ni ohi soma, masiao ya ahi kalasani mutote ahi hopole, kalapintero leiwe, onihani wa Yesu. Kini mole elani, okala wirawa nira itu imosaru, o nirawe.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. Is Jesus living in an ignorant fisherman, a carpenter, or whatever, ignorant preacher. Whatever it is.
Tia yo kanle roho yo waria. Tieso akalaka mamutote aihopo hinsu eletu. Kalapintero. Wale tupi itu. Mulale yuhi sueletu. Etupi itu.
It's a man that wants to be ignorant to the things of the world. And that's thought Jesus come into him. The Spirit of God. The seal, the comforter.
Timutu ontuno kale ohi sueletu. Waitusa molu mwenkuni. Numuhi ya Yesu kela mwayo e roho ya muluku. Eto nyeri omulipu oka liheria.
He don't care about prestige. All thing he wants is God.
Oh, kanchali wanu utiti mihiwa, etuwe mwasa pahun tunawe muluku.
When God was setting in order, he said, all you Levites, I've called you out and made you priests.
Kokati muluku alaki heria wetu, owo irale, nyuo alevu utene, miyoko uihana nikihoka lihana na mukuto.
And all your brothers, the other 12 tribes, and the other 11 tribes, I'll pay you a tithing.
Ntwashin ni nyutene akina, mahimo muloko ni manlini. Mahimo makina muloko ni mosa anroa wa olivaka ni sana muloko.
When you get a nine bushel of apples, pour one bushel to the Levites. When you run your sheep to the hall here, pick up the 10th sheep.
Okati munihe panyu itanka tanu na sheshe samasa, mukumihe tanke mosa mwavaha levi. Mwaviri haiputiputi sanyu ni puronla, mukumihe ya na muloko.
I don't care if it's a little one or a big one, fat one or a poor one. That belongs to the Levites.
Vohi chala ya kanle nekani wala yulupale yone neva yote etea eyoti ya levi.
Now Levites, when you get all this, then you tithe too to the Lord. You make the wave offerings, the heave offerings, the different offerings. You tithe to the Lord.
Vano alevi, nyuo mpwenye sootene ya ntonyuo mvaheke sanamulo kona vewapuya. Mvaheke mwavulo woto onyeria, miyavulo sotuna, miyavulo sohia na hiana, mwavahe sanamulo kwa puya.
Said Moses, for your part, I am yours. He said, I'm your satisfying potion.
Kwira, Moise, mpanti anyu timio. Oh, wulu. Oh, irale, mio kampanti anyu oha kalaliha.
That's what the Holy Ghost is to the church today. Silver and gold have I none, but I have a satisfying potion. Hallelujah.
Totia yo kanle roho yo waria waikere sholelo. Nkirine parata nakalewero, masikirina mpante oha kaleliha. Aleluya.
Education, I can't hardly read this book, but I got a satisfying potion. That's good.
Osoma nkingwere atoso melivuru ila, masikokala nampante oha kaleliha. Tiorer.
Doctor's degree, I don't have any. PhDs or LDs or nothing else. But there's one thing I have, the satisfying potion. That's the part I want. That's the part God wants you to have.
Ekarau ya totori nkirina atemosa, pea gade, wala elide, wale tuikina, masi yokale tukirinaka, mpante oha kalaliha, oa timpante kintunaka, oa timpante muluku ntunawe wira mukalane.
Throw the rest of these old things away, all the prestige and everything else, and walk out and get God's satisfying potion.
Murihele ota ituia sikina, mititi miho sotene ni itu sotene sikina, ntomukumemu akele mpante oha kalaliha wa muluku.
Because what you've got of this earth, you'll leave here when you leave. But if you've got that satisfying potion, it'll take you up. Just a certain
Okala wira itu murinanyu savativa munrohi ya vava mwakumaka. Masi mwakala naru mpanto oha kalaliha o ni movenyihani vekekai.
We're always taking out insurance to give the undertaker. Let's get God's satisfying potion and get the uptaker instead of the undertaker. You know, they both work.
Hiyo kwekwe ni nkusha isekuurulelo, wira na avahe alipa na avi tatukwa. Nroeni pwenye mpante oha kalali hawamuluku, nini pwenye ele ni hihi musha, ohi ele ni vita. Mosue la sopi ili sindi vara muteko.
Now let's see. Being let go, they went to their own companies.
Vana nroeno one, vata puli waya, au ya ahiro okumana na akwaya.
Not back to the priest. See, that showed they had it. They wasn't going back to that old cold formal thing again. No.
Kahutikela wana mukuto, mone, eyo yoni heria wira ahikala nasa eyo. Au kiatikela nse tuile ya kalai, yori iria yokalelea to, nari.
Go back and say, now look here what they did to us. No, no.
Kutika ni wira, vano nkawehani va, etu hawa niri hajaya, nari, nari.
They had their own companies, only about a dozen up there, but that was a company enough. A little bitty handful of people.
Ao ya ikala nasa kwaya, yari pahi upia ketusi emosai yao, masi ao yara kwaya opiria, ni kupinamu kani natu.
Being let go, after they beat him and threaten him, if you ever baptize in Jesus' name again, that's right, see.
Vata puli waya, au numala wama nasa nuwopo piha kuira, matikela rupati sato munsina na Yesu, wala oo, kinihimia ahe tieyo, munona.
If you ever preach in Jesus' name again, whatever you do, we'll get you. That's quite a threat. Let's go to the rest of the
brethren. Oh, that's
the way. In unity, there's power. In unity, there's power. Said, so let's go over to the rest of the brethren and find out what we can do.
Oh, this is so. Mwawiwa nana so kalai kuru. Kuira, nroeni roena ashin nakina none kanya huira.
Now they all come together and was telling different experiences.
Vano ao tene ya hirwa vamosa enahi miasa misuwe lelo sohia na hiana.
Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them.
Vata puli waya ya hiro okumana na akwaya kwa himera so tene makulu palana mukutoni mahumu sa hime enriaya.
And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord.
Vai walia ya yeyo, ya him venshere maswa ya muluku oteni aya.
Now listen what they said. Watch him. Not go back and say, oh, something another about, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. No, they were already saved. They were filled with the Spirit. They had eternal life.
Vano nguiria ne tu ya himian saya. Mungwehe, mwaweha se kahutika niwira o, etukina ntoko, o, puya, kinono tunku, nari. Ao ya ho poasa, ao ya hisare roho, ao ya ikala nase kumihinimala.
Lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. I just like
Ya hivensha maswaya, oteni aya iraka, puya nyuo mamuluku, ame, okisivele yo, muna palmer, okisivela.
Thou art God, we know that, which has made heavens and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David said,
Nyuo mamuluku, hiyo no suele yo. Ole mpatun sheri munilapo ya vati, ni parea ni tusote ne sirimemo. Nyo ni molu mamurume yanyu Davidi mohimia.
Now watch, you're going to come back and say, now you go out there and say, well, Lord, now wait a minute, they're just making so much fun of me. Didn't he say they'd do it?
Vano nwehe, nyo munroa wakula mwire, vano hiyo kani hiyo e, vano nyo muno kumela iwo mwire. Ahe, vano puya, vano nweherere minutu mmosava, au kanrero kivehasa, o kahime wira arua wira yeyo.
All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Otene alankala vore era murima mwa Yesu Kristu anopanya ulupatiwa.
Well, you know, my boss told me if he called, didn't they say they'd say that? Well, you know, they drove me in the court the other day about it.
Ahe mosue la mukulu paliako kilenle wira kipanyaru, kehimwe wira o yaro himaka yeyo. Ahe mosue la nihikun loka ahiro ihi waparua milatu mahewa yeyo.
Didn't he say you'd be brought before kings and rulers for money? Take no thought what you'll say because it's not you that's speaking.
Oko himye wira munoro hiwo holo wa mamwene na akulu pale muhawansina naka. Muhivela vele tuinro anyu himya. Okala wira kamuhionyo munro olavulaka.
I seen that happen yesterday. It's the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. He'll do it the speaking. That's right. Take no thought what you shall say.
Kihona yeyo kumelela nsana. eyo roho yo wari enkala mwanyuo, eyo ten roho la vulaka, mone, yeyo, tiyeyo, varera, muhivela vele mupuela ken roho anyu himia.
Lord, who by thy mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing?
Puia, ninyuo, niyawinyu, molu mamurume anyu David mohimia, eshena malapo ukuwaka, na tu upuela ketu yetiru.
The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ.
Mamwena mulapona hili kanyiheria, ni makulu pale yiwanana waviri kanyapuya numviri kanyakirishtu.
Of a truth, Lord, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, gathered together.
Veke kaipuya wire mviri kanyamaninyu waria Yesu. Yo omure rihajanyu, eroti, diponsi upilatu, na amalapo, na atua Israeli, ya hii wanana vamosa.
For to do whatsoever thou hand and thou counsel has determined before to be done. Oh, I like that.
Wira ire sote nentata nanyu nutuna wanyu supue njanyu kalaene wira siiriwe. Oh, ulu, okisivela yeyo.
Lord, you're just doing the very thing that you said they do.
Pia, awa nire tuene yeyo nyua mwahimianyu wira ya mwira.
Why the Bible says in the last days, there come scoffers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Biblio himyesheni, mahiku ukisere ano kumelela ana maveha, atu utipelela, owi sona, osiveliwa sopuha, ohio patana ni muluku.
True speakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but denying.
Atu ahinata anihea, owo otere kwaya, ohi sumaliha, awana ni aituso orera. Yone akanto kwa tu tunku masikotaka.
You never went up there and received power at this, the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Ao kanaro weke iwe wake loweria, numale roho yo wari ela wokuruelani.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Yone akanto kwa tu tunku masikotako weria wayanave. Ao muhetaneke, tiyeyo, ekanle roho yo wari ya munona.
What is determined to be done? Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word.
Ele supu enlianyu ira iriwe. Vano puia, mweheke wopo pihawaya ni mwavaharume anyu, wira hiyo nilaleke maswanyu ni hova ketu.
Oh, I like that. Get that old wishbone out and get a real backbone in there.
Oh, kisiveleyo. Mukumihe ni kuvanlo na mwayaku, mwakele mutana weke kaimmo.
Now watch here. We may speak thy words by stretching forth thy hand to heal.
Vano ngweheva, wira nilale maswanyu, mokole ntata nanyu wira nivonihe.
Oh, brother, demons don't die, but the Holy Ghost don't either.
Oh, munna, ashetoni kankwa, masiroho yowari anakala, munona.
Stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Mokole ntata nanyu wira nivonihe, wira itonyero nisoti kiniha siirue mwansina na mwani nyuwari ya Yesu.
You see what this fussing about, don't you? You're doing the same thing today, but don't do a bit of good.
Munone tu ya anyakuli hanelaya, kamunona, awa nire tu imosaru lelo, masikenipa nyihetu atava kani.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake the word of God with boldness.
Okati va malinhayo vekela, opuro wa watukuma niaya wahite terea. Ntotene aya ya hisare roho yo wariani, ya nilale ya maswamu luku heo vaketu.
They got something when they went up there, didn't they?
Shhh, ulu, ao ya hikalana setu kati ya ruanse aya iwe, kayakalane.
The promise said that's what the Holy Ghost is, to give you boldness. To give you a comfort, to seal you, give you a sign.
Natiru himye wira tiye yo kanle roho yo waria. Wova hanu minyala, wova hanu hakalala, wotitani, wova hani to nyeri. Oh, wulu.
Listen, I wish we just had time. We go down with Philip to the Samaritans in Acts 8:14. You all put me down.
Mwiriane, oh, katuna ni kalane no kati, na muero roa ni Filipi wa Samaria. Mamiteko oitu katorzi, nyuotene munlepa.
They had received a great joy. They had great healing. But they had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ao ya ha kela so haka lala ulu pale. Ao ya hi kala nasa miteko sulu pale sovoniha. Masi ya hi patisiwa munsina na Yesu Kristu.
But they sent up to Jerusalem to get Peter. He come down and laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts 8:14.
Masi ya hi rumo Yerusalemu uire muroele Peturu. O wa hi ru aku hi shatere matata. Vano ao ya ha kele roho yo waria. Miteko 8:14.
The Gentiles. There was one by the name of Cornelius. He was a wonderful man, paid tithing, built synagogues for the people, respected God, feared God.
Amalapo, ahikala mosa iha ni wa Cornelio. O ari mutu moso oreresha murima, anili vasana muloko, ahatekela atu isinakoka, ani mutitimi hamuluku, ani mova muluku.
A good man, good Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, or something other. See? Very good man.
Mutu mosa orera murima, Presbyterian uloka, Methodista, Mupatista, wale tukina, mone.
But one day God said he's a good man, so I'm just going to send him to a meeting. I'll have to get my preacher over here and tell him about it.
Alright,
so he saw a vision, said go down to Joppa and find one down there named Simon Tanner. There's one Simon Peter in there. Let him come up here. He'll tell you the way because he's received something.
Murowe oyopi, muno mpanya mutu mmoso ni iha ni wa Simoni na Sapala, ni okala mmosa Simoni Peturu weyo. Muruhe weno, o ni mohimera ni piruene, okala wiro hake letu.
And while Peter stood up there, Cornelius was going to worship that preacher. Peter said, stand up, I'm a man like you are.
Vano Peturu emenlene vale, nto Cornelio aromu kukorela mulale iole. O amuroa, masi Peturu kuira, mvenye, mioka mutu ntokonyuo.
And while Peter yet spake these words, how they went back in the beginning, yet same things I'm talking about, how God promised to pour out the Holy Ghost.
Vano Petro alavulaka maswala, amota o ya tikansa ya opacherani o, itui mosaruse yo kin lavulaka, mota muluku ala ihenria o marashe roho yo waria.
While he spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
O alavulaka maswala, e roho yo waria ya ha kuruela. Whew. Ayo.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. Who it's for? Sure. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Tieyo kanle roho yo waria. Aleyo kanle yawaya. Kweli. Ntuao ya hisare roho yo waria.
Now, notice. In Ephesians, there was a Baptist brother. He was first a lawyer, smart, intelligent man. Know the law. Great man, a scholar.
Vano nguwehe mwa Efesu. Ai kalamunna mosa mupatista. O ari mula pelitoko. Mulavilavi. Mutu mosa osuela. Aniswela malamulo, mutumulu pale, osoma.
One day he got to reading the Bible, he seen there would come one by the name of the Messiah.
Niku ni mosa, o kuna musoma Biblia. Nto ahona wira amuru wa mosa, arua wihani wa Mesia.
And when he did that one, he began to hear about this Jesus, and he said, I'm convinced, and I openly profess my faith, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Nto vona yawe yeyo, vano o kupachera wiwa sa Yesu yola, nto o kuira, Kokupali, ntovohi kuwa, kini himia wamini waka, wira Yesu ti Kristu mwana muluku.
He was a real Baptist. Here he come on, I openly profess that Jesus is the Christ.
O arimu patiste kekai, o kuna rova, vohi kuwa, kini himia wira Yesu ti Kristu.
He got to doing it so much that God called him into ministry. God will always speak to a true heart.
O kuira vanchenesha mpaka muluku muihanela muteko ola leeria, muluku kweko no lavula ni murima we sharia.
And there was a little old tent maker down there by the name of Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife. They were tent makers. Acts, the 18th chapter, tells you about it.
Ni ahikala mosa apaka ihema iwe iha ni wa Aquila ni Priscilla, iya ni muara. Awo ya apaka sa ihema, miteko kapitulu tizoitu, onno himera ni yeyo.
Paul, they were friends of his. They had received the Holy Ghost under the hands of Paul and his teaching.
Paulu, awo ya rapatane awe. Awo ya hakela se roho yo wari ya matata ni mwa Paulu.
They heard there's a revival over there, so they went over. There's only about 10 or 12 tending it.
Ao ya arimu iwa wira wa hikala muhaka lali hoiwe. Vano kuro wasawe iwo. Ya are atupia kamuloko wala muloko na anli jira mpanta.
So he went over there to look at, and he heard this preacher preach to the sincerity of his heart. He said, you know, I believe he'd listen to the truth.
Vano o kuro wawe iwo wira wehe. Ntokumu iwa mulale iula laleaka. Ve sharia ya murima ni mwawe o kuira. Mosuela ko kupali wiro ni muiwe kekai.
So after the service over, he called him around behind the tent and said, look, we got a little brother about so high, a little hook-nosed Jew, but when he comes over, he'll teach you the word of God plainly.
Vano vamanyaya muteko owo kumuihana witela wehema kwira nkawehani no kala na munna mosamwamu kanu ura kama vakani muyuta mosamu kani okoropane pula ni masi owa rovale oni moshutihani maswamu lukuratene.
Well, after a while, Paul was in jail at the same time. Awful place for a modernistic preacher, wasn't it? But he was in jail, and the Lord had him in there.
Ahe, nuvirokati vakani, Paulo ari mukate okatene yowo. Nipuro no wopi hawa mulale ya nanano. Kahisi iso, masi owa ari mukatea, ne apu ya yari na memo.
So, as the earthquake comes, shook the jail down, he took the jailer and his household and baptized them all in the name of the Lord Jesus and took off.
Vano varuia ya tetere kutikinye katea, owa ahimu kushamulipu owo herere katea, ni itoko awe kwa patiso otene, munsina na apu ya Yesu, kukuma.
Come on over, and he just cast the devil out of a little old girl down there telling the fortunes, and then is making a lot of money by her, so he just exposed her racket.
Kuru anno, nto owa ammalarumo mola shetwani, mwamwali mmosaiwe, ashere ya kaihako, vano nto atuya anipanya musuru kumwa hawa iyo, tivuwa woko ni here tepelo aya.
So then, they put him in jail for it, and the Lord shook the jail down because he had a bunch of people over there to hear the truth.
Tivon toa kumuhela mukatea muhawa yeyo. Vano apu ya kutikinye katea, okala wiro wa hikala na nikuru na atuiwe, wira iwe kekai.
You can't bind God's word, there's no matter what you can, you just can't do it.
Kamukanlo tuka kamaswa muluku, yokala ata wira, kamungwerea, kamungwerea wira.
So he come over there to where this man was, and Aquila and Priscilla, maybe they had some sandwiches, and right immediately after the sandwiches eat, they were going to revival.
Tivuwa wa ahiro ni puro vaari mulopwa nola. Ntokila ni Priscilla, kino hao ya ahikala nasa mikate kamusa kamusa. Ntona ananoru, vakuriwa ya mikate yokuira, ninoro muhaka lalihoni.
Paul sat back there and held his little robe and listened to this Baptist preacher priest.
Paulu kukalotuliwe kuvarela mukumi awe mwamu kani, kungwiriana mulale imupati ishtolo lalea.
He said, that's fine what you preach, but there's some more of it.
Oh, kuira, tiolika na itwin lale yanyu, masi yohala toya yeyo.
But I want to ask you a question, Dr. Apollos. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Kuira, kintuna kokohe ni itu, totore apolu, muhakele roho yo ware kumukati muamini yanyu.
Oh, he said, we didn't know where they were. What do you mean by the Holy Ghost? We're Baptists.
Oh, kuira, hiyo kanasue la wira yokala, munihime sheni ni roho yo ware, hiyo na apatishta.
But how do you know you're Baptist? See, while we were baptized, we only the baptism of John.
Kuira, munsuela sai wira mwapatista, munona, ahe hiyo no patisiwa, hiyo ninsuelo patisiwa Yohani pahi.
He said he only baptized unto repentance. Saying it to believe on him to come, that's on Jesus Christ.
Oh, kuira, o apatisa mwahaworu kunusha murima, ahimiaka wira mwaminu ule aru orua okanle Yesu Kristu.
And when he heard this, they were baptized over in the name of Jesus Christ, and Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. For whosoever.
Vano, o vaiwalia weyela, au ya hipatisiwa munsina na Yesu Kristu. Nto paulu kui shaateria matata, vano roho yowari ya kwa kuruela. Nto kula vulailavu lelo nulale ere seye profeta, kuira, otenole.
Now, how do we do it? I want to tell you something, and we'll close because I told you I'd let you out early. You know what the Holy Ghost is.
Vano ni nira sai, kintuna koolele ni tui mosa, ntomio, nino omaliha, okala wirati, kiholele ni wira kamo hiyanu kuma vahishiye, mosuelele kanle roho yowaria.
For the last scripture, for tonight, I got another bunch down here, but we'll have to omit that.
Ntoko yole mpwayoki seria yohi ula, kokala na sowata sikina va, masikihano hiya iyo.
Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 12. And then we'll read this, and then we'll close. All right. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter.
Nroeni kunle akorintu upachera dozi. Vanonto ninro somela, vanonto nino maliha. Varera, akorintu upachera kapitulu dozi.
How many believe the teaching of St. Paul? Sure. He said in Galatians 1:8, if an angel taught anything different, let him be accursed, let alone a preacher.
Akavana ami ni muishu tiho wa Paulu uwaria. Vekekai, owo ohime mwakala asia unwoitu, na kalanlaika ni niishu tihe tupi itu yovirikana nitakaliwe. Vatepa mulalei.
If an angel from heaven come down and taught anything different, let him be cursed. See? Don't have nothing to do with it.
Na kalanlaika ni nkuma wirimu, ni nkuruwa ni muishu tihe tupi itu yovirikana nitakaliwe. Mwone, muhikali ni nata ni iyo.
Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 12. How many knows that we have
got to be in Christ in order to go in the resurrection, because it's His body that God promised to raise up.
Vanonwehela akorintu pachera dozi aka akavansuela wira ni hano kala mwa Kristu wira ni roe mohihi mwani okala wira tirutwawe muluku lai Henria ohihi musha.
Amen. There's no other way. There's not another way. If you're outside of Christ,
kivwe na munekina mwakalaru utawa Kristu.
You might look back here and believe on Him. Say, sure, I believe Him. He's the Son of God. Good, my brother. I'm ready to shake your hand when you say that.
Nyopo tuweho tulino ni umuamini yowo, ni wira, tirimio kini muamini yowo. O mwana muluku, orera munaka, kuolika na wira kivahane ntata ni nyuo, mwahimia karuyeyo.
I believe on Him. I'll confess Him as my Savior. That's good, but you're still not in.
Kini muamini yowo, kino muhimi yowo kala mopo liaka, eyo ti orera, masinlelo kamunaka le mwai yowo.
I'll shake hands with the preacher. I'll confess my sins. That still ain't in Him.
Kino vaha na matata ni mulale, kino lapa itampisaka, eyo nlelo kuhiyokala mwai yowo.
Now watch. See what Paul said, how you get in Christ. How you go to be known as the circumcision, Abraham, they give a sign.
Vanongwehe, monetu paulu himaliawe mota munkelanyu mwa Kristu. Munrosu weliwa sain tokoli hiwa masoma, Abrahamu ahiva hiwe tonyerio.
Listen to this now, 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, and let's begin at the 12th verse.
Nguria neela vano, akorintu pachere kapitulu dozi, ntonroeni pachere versikulu dozi.
For as the body is one,
and has many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Not divided, one.
Ntokwari uturiaye musaru, yokala na mipante sinchene, nisotene, mipante serutu yeyo musaru, sikanleru sinchene, sinkale rutu imosa, siiso toti Kristu, ohi kawanyea, mosa.
Listen, for by one church, how many is reading behind me? By one handshake, by one water, no, then somebody's wrong.
Nguriane, mwaekereshe mosa, akavan some kitaraka. Mwaovaha nantata, mwamaasi mamosaru, nari, vano okalo vonye.
By one spirit.
Is it a capital? That's Holy Spirit, man.
Mwaerohwe mosaru, ti eletera yulu pale, eyo eroho yowarianto, munona.
By one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
Mwaeronhwe mosaru, oteni ahu no patisiwa nupe yake rutwe mosa, atani kalaka yuta, wala malapo, atani kalake pota, wala otapua, nini urihiwe eronhwe mosaru.
The body of Christ is one spirit, where every member from Pentecost to this time drinks of the same new wine, the same Holy Ghost, bringing forth the same results.
Eroho ya Kristu, eroho emosaru, vavo kulamutu okuma Pentecosti timpako katiula, onguri awe vinyu isia yeyo, eroho yowari emosaru, ekumihere akaipanyero emosaru.
How do we do it? By one spirit. If God's open door, the Holy Spirit, what is it? It's God's open door.
Ninira saiyeyo, maeronhwe mosaru, owo mukora wa muluku wohuliwa, eroho yowaria. Esheniyo, owo mukora wa muluku wohuliwa.
It's a sign, it's a seal, it's a comforter, it's an advocate, it's an assurance, it's rest, it's peace, it's goodness, it's healing, it's life.
Ewe tonyerio, eyo ekanyerio, eyo timulipo okaliheria, eyo timulapeli, eyo tiilipiherio, eyo tiumumula, eyo muretele, eyo rehera murima, eyo vonihiwa, eyo ekumi.
It's God's open door to all these things. It's God's open door to Christ.
O mukora wa muluku wohuliwa waitu ya sotene, o mukora wa muluku wohuliwa worwa wa Kristu.
which as God proved that He raised up Jesus from the dead, and those that are dead in Christ will God bring with Him at the resurrection.
Yo worina, muluku honi heri ya wiro wa muhihimu sha Kristu mwali pokwa, bano tene ala kuyemwa Kristu, muluku ni muahihimu sha niyo wa wahihimu wani.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed into Christ until the day of your redemption. How many believes it?
Muhiri pihemurima eroho yo waria, yeyo mutiti wanyu ikanyere yo mwakiristu, mpaka ni hiku no wopo liwa wanyu. Akavana ami ni yeyo.
What is Christ? What is the Holy Ghost? It's not something people laugh at. It is something people laugh at, but it ain't to the believer.
Kristo sheni, eroho yo wari sheni, ke hiyo etu atu ante aya, ewe etu atu ante aya, masike hiyo wa mulipo wamini.
To the unbeliever, I wish I had along 2 or 3 weeks, I'd like to take tomorrow night and tell you what it is to the unbeliever. Let me just run through just a moment of time.
Wa mulipo wamini, kani tunakikunshene isumana pili wala taru sota pua, kani tunakikunshene melo hiu ni wole elani sheni hiyo, wa mulipo wamini. Mukihie kiroele va, okati vakani pahi.
It's a laughing stock. It's a snare. It's a stumbling block. It's death. It's eternal separation from God. I just can't think of the thing that it is to the unbeliever.
Eyo ni wokonotea. Eyo ntapa. Eyo nlukuno kwatula. Eyo kwa. Eyo valanya na wohi malani muluku.
Remember, the same ring that the unbeliever made fun of was the same ring that saved Noah and his family. See?
Mupuele, epule mosaru, mulipo hamini ave hawe, yari pula yeyo ya moponle Noe na amusi hawe. Munona.
The same spirit, Holy Ghost, that people are making fun of and says is crazy and a bunch of nuts. It's insanity.
Eroho emosaru, eroho yo waria atuamve haya, ni wira ololo, ni nikuru na alolo, eyo vahua.
It's the same thing that will rapture the church and take it up at the last days will bring judgment up on the unbeliever.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Ewe tui mosaru enro kushekeresha nuroi hosulu mahiku ukiseria. Enro muruhele hukumu mulipo onhamini. Tieyo. Tieyo kanle roho yowari.
Blessed are they, may I say this in the sincerity of my heart. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for they shall be filled.
Ore eri watale, mukihie kihimiela ni sharia murima ni mwaka. Ore eri watala mvoli wetala ni ntona mwahawa yeyo. Maana no vona.
Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how, what it does when it comes.
Melo hii uninro la vula mota, etwini iraya eyo ya ruavale.
Now, how many in here would like to receive the Holy Ghost and want somebody to pray for you, that you'll see the light?
Vano, akavimu ya atuna wira ya kele roho yo waria, ni muntuna wira mutuve keleleni, wira mone waria.
You know what it is? Now, tomorrow night, we're going to take what it does, and then the next night is how to receive it.
Mosuele sheniyo, vano melo hiu, ninro kusha etuiwe ni iraya, vano nto hiu mukinati, mota wawake la yeyo.
Then we're going to call in, have people here instructed, and go right into the rooms, and stay there if it takes all through Christmas. Right. Until the Holy Ghost comes.
Numala ninro wihana atuva wira ishuti hiwe, ni wira eroe musala ekalewe iwo, vakala wire nikusha natalotene tiorera, mpake roho yowari orwa.
We're going to approach it from a sane Bible foundation. We're going to approach it and get it just like God promised it and it fell at the beginning.
Ninro lavuleyo ni mulipi herio worera wa Biblia. Ninro lavula ni wake la siiso muluku la ihenria weyeyo, ni mota ya kurungwa ya wopachiriani.
That's the way we're here to do it. It doesn't make any difference what anything says with the word of God has preeminence in my heart. That's right.
Eyo tiina muna ni kalenlia huva wira ni ire miyo kivandiri kane tupi itu ni himi aya hiyo na masu amulukuti takanle malu pale murima ni mwaka. Eyo ke kai.
And I want what God's got for me. If there's anything more open heaven, Lord, because my heart's open for it. That's right.
Nikintunele muluku rinawe wa miyo ya kanlene tuki nato mutukule rimu puia okala wiramu murima aka otuku wa wayeyo. Tiyeyo.
How many wants it now? Raise your hand. Say, pray for me. Now while you remain with your hands up.
Akavan tuna yeyo. Vano mvenshen tata mwire. Mukivekelele. Vano murinene matata anyu sulu.
Heavenly Father, we've taught a long time, but your spirit is here. There are hands that's up in the air now, and they know what it is. They know what the Holy Spirit means.
Titha wirimu, nihishu tiho kati munchene, masirohu anyu rivava, akala matata venshiwe nana anova, vano annisuele sheniyo, au annisuela ele nihime roho yowaria.
I pray, God, that before this meeting shall end, that every hand in here will be raised that they have received it. Grant it, Lord.
Miyo kimveke la muluku, wira mutuku manoolo hinatumala, wira kulanta tamuni venshiwe, wira hake la yeyo, munivahe puia.
We pray for them. We ask you to bless them and to give them the desire of their heart. Look at their hands, Lord. They love you. They want it. They know they can't go.
Hiyo ninna avekelela. Ninovekela ninyuo wira mwarerihe. Ni mwavahe ntuna murima aya. Nkawehani matata aya puia. Awa nno pentani. Awa nituneyo. Asuela wira kangwere roa.
Tomorrow night, if you'll help me, Lord, we can prove it in the scripture that they'll never make the rapture without it.
Melo hiu, nyuo mwakikali heri avale puia. Ninovere awoni heri mwasole mpwa wira o kanro okushiwa ehikalane yeyo.
So I pray, Father, that you'll give them hungering and thirsting so that they can be filled. I present them to you now, Father, and grant these blessings as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tivoki inni veke latiti, wira nyuo mwavaho voli wetalani ntona, wire sarihiwe. Mio kinaru hawa nyuova notiti, ni mwavahe iparaka ia, maana ni mveke la mwansina na Yesu. Amen. Mio kinimpento, mio kinimpento, o kalawero otopachenro kipenta mio, mto.
This before we sing again, I want to meet with a bunch of ministers in the room here Friday night before the service starts. See, Friday night.
Kintuna kihimiela ni hinati wipato. Kintuna kitukuma ne ninyuo ni kuru na arume imusalamu. Namata nuhiu. Muteko woko korelo hinatu pajeria. Mone. Namata nuhiu.
You see what I'm trying to do? To show what it is, how to approach it, and what you respect. Then you're not coming blindly, beating into something. That's the reason I never asked it tonight.
Mio, munone mpavelaka wira, woni heri yeyo sheni, mota ola vulasai yeyo ni itu yoti timiha. Bano kamunora muhona ka manake etu, tivomio kihivekenli yako hii ula.
I want you to know what it is. It's a promise, it's a seal, it's a comforter, it's so forth.
Kintuna wira musuele sheni yo, oo natiri, eyo tonyerio, eyo mulipuoka liheria, tisotene iyo.
Then tomorrow night and the next night, then we'll start right then, from then on until it comes. No care how long it takes, we'll stay until.
Vano melo hiu, nu hiu ntarelana, nto ninroa pachirianto, okuma vaavo niroaka, mpake heyo orua, muhichali wokatishe ninroa ayo kusha, nino kala mpaka.
Clean up your heart. You'll never pour it in an unclean heart. Get right, be ready, and he'll grant it.
Mureri he murima anyu, owo konie herieyo murima wona nara. Mukale sana, mukale olikana, nto owo ni movahani. Nio kini mpento,
raise your hand down.
Nroeni venshe matatavano.
Okalawero topachenro kipenta mio. Nto tuma wopo wawa.
The pastor just said, and we agreed, that tomorrow night we'll start at 7 instead of 7:30. Now let you out at 8:30 instead of 9:30.
Pastor no mala ruhimia, ni hiono ukupali, wira melo hiu, ni nroo pacherokati wa iwora ya tanuna pili, ohia tanuna pili ni minutu miloko miraru, ni eyo, eno kiriha wohia nukuma iwora tanunataru ni minutu miloko miraru, ohia tanuna sheshe ni minutu miloko miraru.
At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the song service will start. I'll be on the message at 7:30.
Tanuna pili milo, e ora ne tanunenli melo hiu, muteko wa isipo ono pachera. Kino pachera mutakaka, e ora ne tanunenli ni minutu miloko miraru.
Let's take out our handkerchiefs and wave.
Nroeni kumihe maleso ahu ni mukoma seyo.
Down the formal trend now.
Muhio kalele ya iwovano.
Okalawero otopachenro kipenta mio. Nto otuma wopo wawaka. Bamwire.
Varera, pastor yanyu vano, muna nevili.